High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 2-7 Archbishop Carroll Patriots and your 4-6 Strathaven Panthers.
Myers jumps, has it, he's loose, he's at the 10, the 5, and Anthony Myers goes 46 for a score! At the 45, it's a foot race, Malone at the 30, no flags, and Nick Malone will go the distance, touchdown Panthers!
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or any time, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service. Committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Wilson's, for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
The last game of the high school football career for 10 seniors at Archbishop Carroll and 16 more at Strathaven. That's what we're facing in the next couple of hours. The last game of the high school football season will be right here tonight at George L. King Field. No playoffs, no continuation, win or lose tonight. Everybody knows they're going home and packing it in for the 2014 football season. A season full of memories, a season full of highlights, a season full of frustration, a season full of lowlights. The emotions run the gamut since mid-August when they put on the pads for the first time. And tonight we pay tribute to a bunch of 12th graders paying, well, that we get to see run around on the football team just one more time. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you Week 11 action here at George L. King Field, and this Week 11 game not originally on the schedule in anticipation of what was hoped to be a playoff run that would begin tonight for Strathaven. They come up just short with that 4-6 record coming in. The 4-6 record really literally one win away from making the field of eight in the AAA playoffs here in District 1, and you can point to 3 weeks back earlier in the season, a tough loss to Marple Newtown, a tough loss to Pencrest, and an agonizing defeat on the final play of the game against Upper Darby. Any one of those wins puts you into the playoffs. Any two of those wins probably has you here at George L. King Field for a home game. At any rate, they're playing one more time, and we know it's the final game, which is in some ways maybe a good sense of closure. The 16 seniors for Strathaven, the 10 guys from Archbishop Carroll, know that this is it for them. They can leave it all on the field tonight, and we are glad to bring it to you live here at HavenFootball.net. I'm Brian Carroll, bringing you play-by-play as always, and joined as always by the webmaster at HavenFootball.net, the color commentator extraordinaire, and our engineer, Mike Mayer. And Mike, Archbishop Carroll, there's a storyline behind this here where Coach Kevin Clancy, that's his alma mater, he played on the first ever Catholic League champion back in 1971 that Archbishop Carroll won.
That I didn't know.
He also was their coach, their head coach then at his alma mater from 1982 to 1990, won four South Division titles, never quite brought the full Catholic League championship or city title home, but again, terrific career. As a player, then as a coach for Coach Clancy before, of course, coming to Wallingford. And, again, he's Delaware County's all-time winningest coach and Strathaven's all-time winningest coach now as well. But, again, believe it or not, this is the first time, even after all that history, this is the first time that Strathaven has ever met up with their rivals from Radnor here. Archbishop Carroll, can't really call him a rival yet, I guess, if tonight's the first ever meeting. So,
well, it's the beginning of the rivalry.
Yeah.
At least we can say we were there first.
There you go. So glad it's on the schedule. And Mike, again, should be an interesting game tonight with Carroll coming in at 2-7.
Yeah, we're going to talk about the walking wounded and some of the people that aren't playing tonight. Obviously, for those players who are looking to participate in addition professional sports or for this year, or just want to preserve or protect themselves against injury, this is not a game that they're going to push themselves to play. But we have our own situations here at Strathaven, and in, I think Archbishop Carroll has their issues as well. But the season for Archbishop Carroll has been disappointing, to say the least. They are, as we talked about, 2-7. Their wins come against Bishop McDivitt in Philadelphia and then Penwood. And they've had some close games. Cardinal O'Hara, they were off by 10 points. But by and large, they were pretty well blown out of the water. And that's always tough for a team to deal with on a week-to-week basis. But the fact that they would come in here and play, just like Strathaven, which, of course, they're on a bit of a roll now. Strathaven's won 3 in a row and are hoping to make it 4. Archbishop Carroll has not won a game since the end of September. So they would love to finish this thing up a little on a high note, and of course so would Haven. And that's probably what we're playing for tonight, a little bit of pride, kind of a fun game. But, you know, these things are always fun until that whistle blows, and then all of a sudden it's a war, and that's that. We expect to see that from both sides.
Strathaven comes in a little bit even more wounded than they have been in recent weeks. We mentioned last week that out of the lineup last week and done for the season was two-way tackle, standout tackle, Pete Deeb. He is out again tonight, and his season is finished. But two more key injuries in last week's game. Sam Petrovich, who filled in for Deeb at tackle and also fills in on and starts at the defensive line as well, out tonight with an injury. His season is done, as is Nick Malone. And Nick Malone came into the beginning of last week's game as Strathaven's leading rusher, pulled up with a hip injury, and again will be out of the lineup tonight. So we wish well for those guys in a speedy recovery. Unfortunately for Nick, this is it. This is his senior season ended on a play where he again, ran out of bounds untouched last week with an injury that he had been nursing for a couple of weeks.
But at least we got it on film.
But you get Deeb and Petrovich back for their senior seasons next year, and we'll look forward to that. So that pushes Strathaven into a very thin spot up front. So thin, in fact, both literally and figuratively, that Matt Splain, who has been the second tight end, 5'11", 165-pounder, has now been bumped inside to tackle tonight. Matt Splain will line up at right tackle tonight and see what happens. We were kidding, to a sense, to say I don't know if Strathaven's ever lined up with a 160-pound tackle. But if there's anybody who can do it as a good blocker, it's Splain, who's, again, a very solid player. He's blocked very well at tight end. Now they're just kicking him inside one more spot.
Well, I will tell you, in high school football, and this isn't so true in college, it certainly is not true in the pros, but in high school football, quickness and technique will overcome, you know, size almost every time. The issue is when you get into, you know, playoff games, you're playing against guys who are 30, 40 pounds bigger than you are, and their technique is as good as yours, and that's when you end up giving up, you know, the weight, and it becomes a serious factor. But I can't tell you how many high school games I've seen where, and Ridley's a good example of that. The smaller, quicker, better coached, better technique players run all over the big kids. Because the big kids are relying on their size and not technique. But like I said, when you get into the playoffs, they have both the size and technique for them. So here, you know, I think he'll have just a fine game. I think he'll do just fine if he's got his technique down. I don't think the fact that he's playing over a kid that's probably 20, 30 pounds bigger than he is, it may make for a long night for him, but I think he'll be just fine.
So, again, Naeem Bobo will check in at halfback as well. He's played reasonably well when he's been in the games earlier this season. So, again, a somewhat familiar face, at least at a familiar position, in the backfield replacing Nick Malone.
And we've got George who can rotate in, I assume.
George out of the lineup as well tonight.
Oh, really?
So, again, Panthers paper thin. At several positions. Colin Waitsman also jumps in the secondary in place of Malone. He will line up at corner, which pushes Roy Chung to free safety. So some lineup changes for the Panthers. Also on tap tonight, the opening round of the District 1 playoffs, which began...
I heard about that.
Yes. So the AAA and a Quad A. We will keep you posted on scores from around Delaware County and around District 1. So with that in mind, at the end of the first quarter, Garnet Valley 14, CB South nothing. Ooh. But CB South knocking on the door at the Garnet Valley 2-yard line to start the second. Another Delaware County team, this one on the road tonight, 16th seed Haverford, taking on top-seeded Coatesville, 14-0 already. Coatesville on top of the Fords just 6 minutes in.
So that's going to be a tough game to pull out for Haverford.
Uphill climb for Haverford. Also around District 1, here's what we know so far. Westchester Ruston jumped out on Conestoga 7-0. Conestoga answered with a 63-yard touchdown pass. They are tied at 7. Upper Dublin 7, Council Rock North nothing. Downingtown West and second-seeded Pensbury are tied at 7. So first play from scrimmage, Pensbury scored on a 55-yard run. West answered with a 75-yard scoring pass. So offensive fireworks over there in Fairless Hills. Westchester Henderson jumped out on North Penn, 6-0. Extra point, no good. Penridge and Quakertown scoreless late in the first. We'll try to get you a Perk Valley Downingtown East score as well up in 4A.
Did you mention Springfield?
In 3A. Thank you, Mike. What a perfect segue. Innerboro and Springfield scoreless midway through the first. Octorara takes on Great Valley tonight. We'll try to get an update from out in Malvern there. Academy Park is at Potts Grove, so we'll see what happens. Academy Park went up to Potts Grove a year ago, won it on the way to their first district title. So we'll see if the number 5 seed Knights and Jason Vyshevsky can get it done for Delaware County on the road tonight. Upper Moreland and Bishop Shanahan has been postponed till tomorrow at 4. That'll be played at Malvern. So at Great Valley, rather. So in Malvern, but at Great Valley High School. So if you wanted to check out the Golden Bears and third-seeded Bishop Shanahan, you have to wait till tomorrow afternoon at 4.
And a real quick shout-out to our athletic director of Strathaven, Chip Carroll, who felt a little ill this afternoon and went to the hospital. We understand he's texting and he's feeling better, and as is our policy, we never talk about injuries, so we won't tell you what's wrong.
We'll just tell
you that he was not feeling well and needed to check himself in, and hopefully things will be working out just fine for him. So if he's listening or he manages to get a hold of this delayed broadcast or pick up the archive, then we would appreciate it. We just want to know we're thinking about him.
Well, and speaking of other people that we are thinking about, for our longtime Strathaven fans over the last several years, many of you will remember the last name Mulhern, especially through the 1990s, and it was a huge part of that dramatic run for several playoff games and a couple of state titles and so forth. The five boys who played here, and now Shane, who's a junior, and the oldest grandson of Brian Mulhern. Unfortunately, we pass along the news that Brian Mulhern passed away this morning, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Mulhern family as well. All right, with that in mind, we're going to get back to some football action momentarily. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds for the national anthem and the opening kickoff of Archbishop Carroll and Strathaven right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. That's the Strathaven Marching Unit, 400-plus proud. Again, just a tremendous sight to see, the Strathaven Marching Unit, game after game, year after year. No exception here in 2014. Strathaven in their black uniforms, black jerseys with silver pants, silver helmets, and white numerals on the front and back, and the HavenFootball.net Panther on the side of those helmets. Over on the far sideline, the visiting Patriots of Archbishop Carroll. White jerseys, red helmets, black pants with red numerals. Head coach is Joe Powell. Joe, a longtime coach at Archbishop Wood. I remember you and I did a game, the 2006. Well, I'm dating myself here, when the Catholic League had a blue division and gold division.
Yes, we did
it was
for
the
ABC.
Blue. Yeah, for 6ABC. You and I did a game, the Archbishop Wood, where Joe Powell and the Vikings knocked off West Catholic in the. For the Catholic League Championship. but he's here at Archbishop Carroll now for the last few years. Archbishop Carroll has deferred and will kick it off to start the game. Second team All-Catholic kicker Max Frederick has it teed halfway between the hash marks, standing deep to return Anthony Myers and Alex Bratzis for the Panthers. Frederick has it teed, and we are underway. Squib kick. It's going to take a hop at the 30 at the 25-yard line. It's Elijah Crew who picks it up, as dances his way forward across the 35, and Elijah out to the 37-yard line. And the Panther offense tonight looks like this. It'll be Nick Fender at quarterback. Anthony Myers is your fullback. Naeem Bobo and Alex Bratzis is a halfback. Denzel Lesingby back in the lineup at tight end. Split end is Paul Samaru. Carl Landholm is the center. The guards, Oliver Williams and Shane Mulhern. Justin Fremont at left tackle. And as we mentioned in the opening, Matt Splane kicks inside to right tackle. He wears number 58 tonight instead of his normal number 43. All right, 58 lines up with tackles over here. Justin Fremont lines up next to him. Two tackles to the right side, and the toss play to Anthony Myers, looking for a sweep off the right side. Myers, stiff arm at the 45-50. 45-40, and is still on his feet. Stale is on his feet. 20-15, and Myers is going to go. 62 yards on the first touch from scrimmage. Panthers, just 19 seconds in, are on the board.
Oh, boy.
They load up the right side, and Myers picks up where he left off last week. Four touchdowns against Radnor a week ago, and on his first touch goes the distance. Whoa, how about that
quick
for tackles over?
Yeah.
Alex Bratzis on to attempt the extra point, and fireworks on the first play here for Strathaven. John Fender will hold it. Dalton Leach will snap it. And, well, the wing tee, they ran a play that, you know, you run out of almost any formation or any offensive philosophy, just a toss play to the tailback, and that was it. Bratzis up and good. 7-0 Strathaven after one play from scrimmage. Stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Say thanks to all of our generous sponsors. Panthers 7, Patriots nothing here on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
11:41 to play here in the opening quarter. Strathaven on top, 7-0, as Anthony Myers. A couple of stiff arms on the near sideline. Goes 62 yards for the score. Terrific blocking on that edge, and Myers just had two men to just outrun. Bratzis, high end-over-end kickoff. It's going to come down to one of the up men at the 20-yard line. Looking for running room across the 30, and number 7 for Archbishop Carroll is Mike Dudas, pushing out to the 35-yard line. All right, the offense for Archbishop Carroll looks like this. Sean McMorrin is your quarterback. Jay Smiley is one of the running backs. You'll see a lot of Tommy Scott or Rich Melito as well, depending on formation. Rich DeWalt, Mike Dudas, Kevin Downs are your slot backs, wide receivers, again, depending on formation. Harry Rolfing is a tight end. Steinmetz, Deladonna, Downey, Weldon, and Kearney are the big guys up front. Four wide, shotgun look, and McMorrin back to pass. Firing to the right side on first down, high and incomplete. Brings up second down and 10. We didn't even get to mention the Carroll defense since Myers scored so quickly, but we'll get back to them on Haven's second possession. Strathaven defense, we'll get to them after this second and 10 play coming up. But Sean McMorrin, a bevy of receivers to throw to. Two of them to the split to the left now, one to the right. Shotgun look with backs on either side of him. On second down and 10, McMorrin's going to keep it himself, going nowhere. Maybe a yard. Maybe a yard, and he's met there by Fremont. And maybe a yard as Splane in there on the tackle as well. So Sean McMorrin comes into the game tonight with 525 yards passing, 285 yards, and 8 rushing touchdowns. So a dual threat, 2-year starter. And McMorrin now looking at a 3rd and 9 for the Patriot offense, moving right to left here in the opening quarter. Two receivers to his left, one to the right. halfback on his right hip. Motion man is the tight end. And back to pass, firing. They fake the tight end screen, go back across the middle. It's complete, and a good catch, and near a first down yardage is number eight, Kevin Downs. Downs, I think, has enough for a first down. Nice fake on the outside, and then thrown back over the middle to Downs. Gain of eight, and a first down, or nine, rather. Nice delivery from McMoran that time. First and 10 at the 45, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, Haven hasn't seen an awful lot of passing that's been successful against them. So, I mean, they've had their moments. They've been killed on a few individual passes. We'll see what Carroll can do with this.
Ooh. On first down, give off the left side, and Oliver Williams and Bratsis wrap up McMoran. Gain of about six on his first, on his second carry of the night. So a little room that time. Second down and four upcoming.
It was a good fake. They really... Defense bit on the fake up the center, and the quarterback just took it around the end, and nobody was out there.
A lot of shotgun spread, a little bit of two tight ends and under center. They will mix it up. Will the Patriots here? Wing to the left. Pistol look. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Another unique formation here. Give is to the tailback, looking for running room. Is Scott off the right side, and I think he's got enough for a first down. He powers his way across the Strathaven 45 to the 44 on his first carry of the night.
Yep, first down.
Westchester Ruston on top of Conestoga, 21-7 early in the second. Here, 7-0 Strathaven. But we'll keep you updated on playoff action from around District 1. Coatesville on top now, 28-0 on Haverford. North Penn has jumped out on Westchester Henderson, 7-6. Here, first and 10 from the Strathaven 44. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Motion man is the wing, Harry Rolfing. Give inside, ooh, and this is Scott with some room across the 35 down to the 32-yard line. Oh, they gashed Strathaven that time. Good quickness from number 10, the senior, Tommy Scott, 5'8", 160-pounder.
Yeah, the back looked like he started going forward before the ball was snapped. I don't know.
Well, the officials
didn't see it.
Didn't
that
see it, or just disagree with you, Mike? Can you believe
that? Hard to believe they disagree with.
Well,
you.
I know, really. All right, Patriots try again now. First and 10 from the 32. Strathaven in the lead, but on their heels a little bit defensively. Rolfing moves from left to right. Keeping it himself is McMoran. Bounces out to the right side. Keeps it to the 25, 24, maybe the 23. Give him eight more before the Panthers wrap him up. Splain and others on the stop. Could be in for a shootout here tonight at this rate. Not much defensive resistance for either side in the early going. Second down and about a yard as McMoran took nine.
Yeah, other than the incomplete pass, they had a third and nine and first and 10, second and four. I mean, they're making good gashes on first downs.
Innerborough and Springfield are scoreless midway through the second.
That's hard to believe.
Here, two receivers to the left, one to the right. Rolfing, tight end, motions from right to left. Pistol look again on second and one. Give inside is to Scott. He's got running room, and Anthony Myers and others wrap him up, but not before he takes the 18-yard line. Gain of five more. Stop the clocks momentarily to move the chains, but Archbishop Carroll started this drive. Where, Mike? Back at their 35.
Yep.
They're moving it on the Strathaven defense here with inside of 8 minutes to play here in the first quarter. Opening drive of the game for Carroll. 7-0 Strathaven at the moment. Archbishop Carroll trying to do something about it. First and 10 from the Strathaven 18, knocking on the door here. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. I formation for the first time, and for the first time under center is Sean McMoran. McMoran under center, barks out the signals, gives to the tailback. Scott bounces to the left side, and he's got some speed into the secondary. He lowers the shoulder and powers his way to the five. 13 more for Scott and the Panthers. Not much doing here.
Boy, the ends are just like sieves. I mean, they're just running around them and completely stealing them off.
Nice work here from the Patriot offense. Head coach Joe Powell calling a good game so far. Panthers on their heels here. Archbishop Wood is up 35-0 after one quarter against good. O'Hara.
Well, not a surprise.
First and goal to go from the five-yard line. Archbishop Carroll trying to power one in here. Two tight ends set for the first time. Give it to Scott off right side. He's pushing his way through center. He's going to get a couple, but I think now no whistle. He's still driving the pile. And finally a whistle, but Not before he picks up the 2-yard line. So a tough rugby scrum there in the middle. Gives Scott 3 yards, 38 yards on just 5 carries in the early going for the senior. Second and goal upcoming from the 2. All right. Let's see here. Garnet Valley's up 21-7 on CB South. Not much defense from the Titans just yet. Garnet Valley scoring on all 3 of their possessions in the early going. 2 tight ends, 1 to left. Snap is juggled, and it's picked up, and nice work there to recover it before Denzel Lesenby and Javon Springfield wrap him up.
That
nice
was
work
13,
there by,
wasn't it?
Yeah, that was McMoran.
Right.
Did well to just keep the possession for Carroll there. So first negative play there for the Carroll offense. Actually, not even negative, just no gain. We'll call it third and goal now from about
the
2.
Is it the 2 still? Well, yeah. Okay.
Third and goal from the 2.
Yep.
Tight end to the left, tight end to the right. I formation dotted by Scott. The fullback in front of him is Rich Melito. Under center on third and goal from the 2. Hard count give is to Scott off the left side. He runs into Lesenby and others, and I think he's going to be shy. He's going to be a yard short. It's going to bring up fourth and goal from the 1. Panther defense aided by a Carroll mistake on second down. Comes up big there on third down.
Who carried that, 18?
10. Again, yeah, it's okay. Tommy Scott. We'll try it again here. Great Valley on top of Octorara, 14-0. In a District 1 3A playoff. Dan Ellis has it going. Fourth and goal to go from the 1. Give is the tailback. Scott off the left side, and he is in for the touchdown. Patriots on the board with 5:04 to play here in the first. An impressive 65-yard drive capped by Tommy Scott's 1-yard run.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it was, I'll tell you, Haven, other than the goal line stance, had really no answer on defense at all.
Maybe there's something to say for scoring a little too easily on the first play from scrimmage. And now you're in for a game.
Yep.
Frederick to attempt the extra point. Ball spotted. Kick is up and away, and it is good. Max Frederick pounds it through. We are tied at 7 with 5:04 to play here in the opening quarter. See if Strathaven can answer. An impressive drive from Carroll. We'll be back in a moment right here on havenfootball.net.
Clean car is one of the great satisfying things in life, and Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center is the place to go for a sparkling clean car. Whether you're looking for a simple exterior wash or full-service detail treatment, you'll be delighted with the results. Their facility in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue right across from Pep Boys features brand new auto washing equipment and a complete auto detail shop. Take your auto over to Brookhaven Auto Wash and Detail Center this weekend. You'll be glad you did.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
A 65-yard scoring drive for Archbishop Carroll has this game tied with 5:04 to play in the first. Frederick with another squib kick is going to hop again to Elijah Crew at the 25-yard line. Crew makes one man miss and drives his way out to the 35, maybe 36-yard line, and the Panthers will start there, first and 10. Some other quick score updates. Apparently a turnover-plagued game, according to Matt Smith, who's over at Springfield. Springfield's fumbled, and Innerborough has the ball in Springfield territory, but they are still scoreless midway through the second. St. Joe's Prep is on top of Father Judge, 13-0 midway through the first. Pensbury now on top, 21-7. In their 4A game with Downingtown West. Here, first and 10, 36-yard line, gives a Nyan Bobo. Bobo on first down, pushes out to the 39-yard line for a gain of 3. Naeem coming into the game with 14 carries on the season, a couple of touchdowns over the last few games. Scored against Lower Marion, scored against Harrington. Second and 7 upcoming, Bobo replacing Nick Malone here tonight in the offensive backfield.
There is no replacing Nick Malone,
no matter
who tries.
Split end to the left is Paul Someru. Wing to the left as well. Give is to Alex Bratsis off the left side, and he's pushing his way near first down yardage and more. Bratsis running with purpose out to a first down yardage at the 48-yard line. Bratsis takes 9. He's coming off his best game of the season a week ago against Radnor with 92 yards rushing. Panthers when they were healthy, which was only for a couple of games this year, had terrific balance on both sides of the line, running left with Bratsis and running right with Malone. First and 10 from the 48. Motion man is Bratsis. Give is to Anthony Myers straight ahead. And Myers great up the gut across the 45 to the 44 of Carroll. Give him 8 on his first down carry. Myers with 70 yards on just 2 carries after 245 and 4 scores last week against Radnor. Pretty good couple of weeks here for number 27. And again, we just didn't quite see enough of him, missing a couple of games early in the season. The loss to Marple Newtown, the loss to Pencrest. No coincidence, I don't think, given the result. T formation, give is to Myers. Motion, but give it to Myers straight up the middle. Anyway, they don't motion out of T formation all that much, but straight ahead goes Myers right up the gut to the 37-yard line. Give him 6 more and another Panther first down.
Well, obviously at this stage of the game, both offenses are having their way with the defenses. Not much of a resistance, big plays on each down. Not much in the way of, like a 3rd and 6 or something. Or we never got to a 4th down anywhere that I'm aware, except for the goal line stance for Carroll.
1st and 10 from the 37. Fender turns and gives to Naeem Bobo, looking for running room, and not much doing there. Nice work there from the linebacker. It's just a sophomore, but Harry Rolfing, second team All-Catholic. And speaking of the defense, we'll finally get to Archbishop Carroll's defense. Joe Gajewski, Brandon Pearson, Ethan Ritchie, and Christian Smith up front. Rich Melito, Harry Rolfing are your linebackers. Sean McMoran, Callahan, Jack DeWalt, Christian Ritter, and Joey Rodden in there as well. They will substitute a few others in. We will mention them as we go, of course. Jet sweep to Bratsis on 2nd and 8, looking for him off the left edge, and he turns the corner, gets a good block from Samaru, and nice work to get off the block and make a stop by Kyle Callahan. That saves a touchdown, but first down yardage, I believe, for Alex Bratsis. They will move the chains on that far sideline. Bratsis, give him 8 more, and another Panther first down. 2:18 and counting to play here in the first. Panthers moving left to right and moving it well. Tied at 7. Landholm is your center. Fender stands behind him. Tight end to the left is Samaru. Tight end to the right is Denzel Lesenby. Motion man is Naeem Bobo. Toss play, looking for room off the left side is Myers. He cuts back over the middle this time. He went 62 yards that last time he tried that. And this time goes for 3.
And he can't do that too often.
No. Nicely done by the defense that time to turn Myers back inside. Christian Smith in the mix there, along with Harry Rolfing and Anthony Sable. 2nd down and 7 from the 25. Clock ticking. 1:30 and counting to play here in the opening quarter. Wing right is Bratsis. Myers and Bobo. The backs behind Fender. Give is to Myers, who tumbles inside the 20 to the 19. It's going to bring up 3rd down and short after a gain of 5 more. So Anthony Myers retook the rushing lead for the season after going for 245 last week against Radnor. Comes into tonight with 823 yards rushing and 13 touchdowns on the season.
And you know he's going for 1,000 tonight.
Well, that's what I think he and others would hope for at this point. 177 is what he would need, and he's almost halfway there already. 3rd and 3. Give is to Bratsis. No room inside. Bounces outside. And now they're going to string him out inside the 20 to the 19. Maybe a yard. Maybe. It's going to bring up 4th down and 2. So nice work again from the defense of Archbishop Carroll to slow it down. And now, Mike, you mentioned a minute ago, we haven't really even had a 4th down. And here it is. Panthers will go for it on 4th and short. The ball just inside the 20-yard line. Westchester Henderson 13, North Penn 7. So we'll keep an eye on that one.
Well, I think what they're going to do is try to draw them off here. We'll see how successful they are.
John Fender under center. 2 tight ends set. Wing to the right is Alex Bratsis. 4th and a long 2. Hard count. They flinch but don't jump. Fender turns, takes the snap. It gives to Myers off left tackle. He pushes his way near first down yardage. It's going to be close. I think he'll get it. Down to the 15 they give him, and Myers takes 4 and another first down. Nicely done by the left side of that line. Oliver Williams and Justin Fremont lead the way, and that will do it for the first quarter. A fast-moving first quarter. 7-7 is your score. Panthers driving when we come back for the second quarter action here on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 Alliance agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and a Century 21 Quality Service Award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-586-1300, extension 353.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Coach Clancy. Brian Carroll bringing it back to George L. King Field. Joined by Mike Mayer here on the soundboard, color commentary, and everything else at havenfootball.net. And Pete Fulgenetti, as always, with us in the booth. We miss Billy Morgan tonight, not in action on the sideline, but we'll hope to see him again soon.
He probably knew what the weather was going to be like. He would be out there freezing.
First and 10, Strathaven from the 45. Two tight ends. Wing in motion is Bratsis from right to left. Give is to Myers off left tackle, and he out. Pushes his way down to the 10, to the 9. Give him six more. And again, Anthony Myers following Fremont and Williams. Do you run it till they stop it? That's one idea. Seven carries, 94 yards for Myers here in the early going. We'll keep an eye on Paul Someru, who is tight end to the right here. May want to sneak him out of that spot at one point. Give instead is to Bratsis off the left side. Dances inside at the 5 and down to the 2. We'll check the spot here. We'll see where they give him, but it's certainly enough for a first down. Nice work there from...
Only to the 4.
To the 4. Give yep. Bratsis 5 more, and the Panthers will have 4 cracks at it from the 4-yard line.
You haven't thrown the ball at all, have they?
Not yet.
I don't think they're going to do it from here either.
It's a little windy down on the field.
Yes, true.
It feels better here in the press box, but it is windy on the field. First and goal from the 4. Two tight ends again. Under center is Fender. Give is to Myers off the left side and into the end zone for a touchdown. Myers, with 11 minutes to play before halftime, is in the end zone for the second time tonight. Panthers on top, 13-7, extra point pending. Nice drive. Nice drive from the Panthers that time. How many plays was that? Boy, Mike.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
13 plays, 64 yards. On the drive, and Myers into the end zone for his 15th touchdown of the season. What a job by the left side of that line. Bratsis will kick it. Fender spots. Kick is away barely and hooked wide right. So no good. Good pressure that time from Carroll coming up the middle. All right, 13-7 is where we stand. Nobody has stopped anybody just yet. We'll see if Carroll can do the same here when they get the football back. We'll keep it right here for the moment and give you some score updates. Brian Allen with an 18-yard touchdown run. Springfield on top, 6-0 after a missed extra point. So Interborough playing tough with the undefeated Central League champions and the number one seed at AAA. Springfield hanging in there. And has cracked the scoreboard first, 6-0. They played back in week one. It was 7-7 at halftime before Springfield ran away in the second half. But here, Haverford, another Delco team on the road tonight, trailing now 28-6 as Jack Donaghy finds Dan Boyle for a 5-yard touchdown. Thanks again to Matt DeGeorge at the Delco Times for that tweet. But uphill battle now as Coatesville on top at their home field on 16th-seeded Haverford, 28-6. Bratsis high, end over end kickoff into the wind. It's going to come down to Smiley at the 11-yard line. And Smiley looking for room at the 25, pushes his way out to the 30-yard line. And nice job by the Strathaven coverage team as Jay Smiley, just a sophomore, but 2 kick return touchdowns on the season. That's puts him tied for the most in the Catholic League this year. Dale Mutch in on the stop. Nice work there from another terrific senior coverage guy. Much on the stop and sets up Carroll first and 10 at their own 30-yard line, moving left to right here in the second quarter. Quakertown 7, Penridge nothing at halftime. Thanks to Darryl Dobus at WNPV for that update. I formation, option look, McMoran, a late pitch, goes out to Smiling. He's got some running room across the 35-40, down the left sideline, turns outside, and Waitsman gets just enough of him to knock him out of bounds near midfield at the 48, gain of 18. Nice little option toss from McMoran to Smiley, and an Archbishop Carroll first down.
Boy, defense is just nothing on both sides of the ball.
And again, this Carroll is a tough team to prepare for, and you have some Panthers in some different positions tonight due to some injuries. But again, lots of different formation, lots of different looks. Same look here, gives the fullback this time. The up man, Rich Melito, pushes into Strathaven territory at the 47. Gain of four, keeping the defense honest. Now you're going with like an I sort of triple option look. No tight end. They have a slot back now. So again, lots of different wrinkles here from Joe Powell. All right, Ruston 21. Conestoga 7 late in the first half. In a non-playoff game, Marple Newtown 35, Chichester nothing in the second quarter. Here, Carroll second down and 6. Gives to Smiley the tailback off the left side, and he picks up a couple before Elijah Crew and Matt Splain tie him up. Across the Strathaven 45 to the 44. It's going to bring up third down and about 3. So Jay Smiley, 89 carries, 285 yards, and 3 rushing touchdowns coming in. Sort of a two-headed monster. Small, shifty backs. Tommy Scott with 190 yards coming in. And a whistle before the snap, and looks like an equipment issue. Yeah. Okay.
Shoelace.
Tying the shoe back at the 50-yard line is the fullback, Rich Melito. 9:33 to play here in the second quarter. A chilly night here at George L. King, but again, trying to keep you warm here. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. I formation, McMoran back to pass. Looking. Lets it go, and it completes it in the right flat and has this fullback Melito down to the Strathaven 36-yard line. Someru and Myers combined for the tackle. Both a little slow to get up. Doesn't feel as good when it's cold outside after a hit like that, but to the 36-yard line they go. First down and 10 for Archbishop Carroll after a gain of 8. Nice delivery from McMoran, who's 2 out of 3 thrown it so far.
Well, I'm really surprised that defenses for both teams are having so much trouble.
17 points per game for the Carroll offense coming in. Two receivers to the left, wing to the right, give is to Smiley, who dances out of trouble in the backfield. Got away from Bratsis, but not away from Crew. And it takes it across the 35 to the 33. Gain of 3 for Smiley, who's up to 24 yards on his first 3 carries of the night. Second and 7.5. 8:30 and counting. Fast moving first half.
Yep.
Both teams keeping it entirely or primarily on the ground so far.
Although the passes that Carroll's thrown have been very nice.
McMoran in the shotgun now. Wing to the right. Halfback on his hip. McMoran will keep it himself. Fakes the belly dive and then takes it off the right side for a few. I think they'll get him inside the 30. Bratsis in on the stop. And we'll see where they spot this. I'm going to walk this out to the right hash mark and put it down at the Strathaven 29. Third and about 4. Probably 4 down territory. But I will say, Max Frederick, prior to the game, was kicking field goals from 52 yards away with in this direction on the field. He hit one and was very close on a couple of others, so Frederick certainly has the leg to hit a field goal from here. But Panthers trying to just slow things down and force a fourth down option here. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. McMoran, single setback behind him is Smiley. Now timeout for Joe Powell and the offense with 7:27 to play here before halftime. All right, a couple other quick updates here. A fake punt for Upper Dublin has them in the end zone again. They are, as Dan Duncan says, embarrassing Council Rock North, 28-0. The Flying Cardinals on top of Council Rock North late in the first half. So Upper Dublin just killing it tonight on their home field. Flying Cardinals are for real at 9-1 and looking to win. You know, they've had a hard time winning playoff games. They've had some pretty good regular season records, but usually have had trouble getting out of the first round. Speaking of an embarrassment on the scoreboard, Cardinal O'Hara has had a tough week with replacing their coach. Of course, we know what happened in the offseason with Dan Algio passing away suddenly. Paul Struess not coaching tonight. 49-0. Archbishop Wood all over O'Hara in the second quarter. 35-6. A quarterback keeper for Jordan Young. 35-6 is your score at Coatesville. Haverford trailing badly there. Here on third and three. Smiley off the left side, and he's going to be close to a first down, but I think short. Myers and others on the stop, and we'll check the spot. It's going to bring up fourth down and one, I believe. Gain of maybe two. And, yeah, it's going to be fourth and about a yard and a half. Here we go. Shane Mulhern checks in. Finally cleared to play some defense. Has been bothered by injuries all season long. But he's been solid for the last couple weeks on the offensive line, but now he's going to line up as an extra defensive tackle.
Although we've said many, many times, stopping a one-yard play in high school football is very, very difficult.
Panthers will try to do just that. I formation behind Monahan. Give is to Smiley straight ahead. He's going to be close. I don't know. I think he's going to be just shy. We'll see.
Really?
We will see.
I think he crawled to this. It depends on when they spotted here.
Splain submarined everybody, as did Elijah Crew, and it slowed everything down. I don't know. We're going to depend on the spot, and I don't know. It's first down. Okay. He got 26. It by about half the length of a football. Give Smiley a yard and move the sticks again for the Patriots. First and 10 now from just outside the Strathaven 25.
The key for the Panthers is they have to prevent these fourth and ones. It's got to be fourth and three, fourth and four. And even down to this far down in the field, you know, they're at the Panther 25, 26. You know, it's still going to be four down play anyway.
St. Joe's Prep 21, Father Judge nothing in Catholic League action. Here, first and 10, Archbishop Carroll give is to Scott, who has nothing doing that time. And nice work there. Hand off out of the shotgun, and Panthers took away the dive that time, and Tommy Scott gets maybe a yard. Second and 9 upcoming. Panthers defense has stiffened somewhat, I will say that. They're not getting off chunks of 7, 8, 10, 12 like they were getting in the opening drive of the game. But here, 13-7 Strathaven, need a defensive stop. Second and 9 from the Haven 24. McMorrin takes the shotgun snap. Going to keep it himself, looking for room up the middle. Now dances out to the right side and has some room. 20, 15, 10, and bounced out of bounds finally by Roy Chung. And they're going to say he stepped out back at the 9. Okay, still plenty for a first down. Yep. And a flag on the play. Holding is going to bring this one back. Mm. Flag laying on the 25-yard line, and that, well, maybe that's the reason he got outside so easily. But we'll see. Either way, a costly first penalty for Archbishop Carroll with second and 9 upcoming. Second from the Strathaven. Well, second and 9 was where they started, but now out to the 35-yard line. 5:44 to play here in the first half. Ball spotted all the way back at the 35. Second down and 20 now for Archbishop Carroll. This is their toughest down and distance circumstance of the night. Dudison down, split to the left. Ritter split to the right, rolling, and now a backside screen to the tight end. Nicely done. Nice design. And Rolfing, flag on the play, is going to bring this one back. He's going to take it down to the 21-yard line, but he danced around one tackle. But I love the play. Looking to the right, yeah, and then throw
and
back to the left
open
to Harry Rolfing. But a hold inside the 30-yard line is going to bring this one back even further. So consecutive holding penalties for the Patriots.
I don't know, but if this is what Carroll was doing during the season, this is what you can. You know, here they are ready to tie the game up, and two consecutive penalties on two good plays. Of course, as you pointed out, the first penalty could have been the reason it sprung him outside, so that would have been.
Colin Brackenier has tacked on another touchdown for Springfield. 13-0 Cougars on top of the Bucks at the moment. All right. We'll keep an update on Marple Newtown as well after this play, as the Tigers have set two records in the first half. 35-0 at halftime. Adrian Sapness has likely broken the school rushing record for yards in a season. Congratulations to the senior tailback, who was terrific all season long, leads Delaware County in rushing. Second down and 24. Back to pass is McMoran, who's scrambling out of it. Dances away from Williams, shakes a tackle from Bratzis. McMoran on his feet at the 25-20, down to the 16-yard line, and very close to a first down. Second and 24 is going to bring up third and short at worst, and maybe even a first down. We'll see where they spot it. Myers finally makes the stop after a couple of teammates had cracks at the elusive Sean McMoran. Give him 23 on the run and a third and one upcoming.
Well, I'll give him credit for the run, but I got to tell you, that tackling was beyond poor. It just was unreal.
All right, third and one. Can the Panther defense hold? Carroll turns and gives to Scott off the left side. First down yardage. Across the 15, down to the 14. Gain of about four more. And it'll move the chains one more time. Carroll moving at will. 39 yards for McMoran, 45 for Scott, 27 more for Smiley. They're at 100 yards of rushing offense here midway through the second quarter. Panther defense on its heels now. 4:24 and counting to play here in the first half. 21-14 is your score. Pensbury on top of Downingtown West as the Whippets have punched one in. All right, first and 10 here. Pistol look. McMoran with a tailback behind him, and it gives to the fullback in front of him. A stiff arm with a left hand. And into the end zone is Rich Melito, the sophomore. A terrific stiff arm.
It really was.
And takes it in from 14 yards out. Carroll has tied it, and now with a chance to take the lead. And, again, the Panther defense on its heels. Hmm. Rich Melito, 110 yards rushing coming in on the season. Just tacked on 14 more right there. And his second touchdown of the season.
Well, I tell you, you got issues when you give up a second and 23, and the next play they make it all up.
Ball spotted. Kick is away, and it is up and good. Nearly blocking it was Samaru, inches away from doing it. But instead, Archbishop Carroll 14, Strathaven 13 with 4:02 to play here. We've got a barn burner here at George L. King Field in Week 11. Stick with us. Be back in 30 seconds. You're listening live to high school football on havenfootball.net.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's...
Wouldn't a delicious pizza taste good right now? And there's no better pizza than a Coco's Pizza. At Coco's, you can get pizza your way. Thin crust or thick, red or white, with a whole slew of topping choices. Having a party? Buy three large or extra large pizzas and get a free 12-pack of Coca-Cola. Order your pizza right now at 610-872-7277. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven. Pick up or delivery.
Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, 14-13. Archbishop Carroll on top of Strathaven. Here's another squib kick coming down and bounces over the head of McGee, and it's fielded by Samaru at the 26-yard line. Cuts back to his left. Samaru is escaping tackles across the 35 to the 38. Nice return from Paul Samaru, and the Panthers will start it. From the right hash, or near the right hash. Well, now they're going to put it right down the middle of the field. Making me look bad here. Dalton Leach will jump in under center at quarterback. 3:56 to play before halftime. Panthers trail it by an extra point. 14-13. As Rich Melito's 14-yard run has Carroll on top. Samaru split into the left, wing left. Is Bobo, wing right is Bratzis, and he's taking it on a jet sweep. Looking for room off this left edge. He runs through one tackle, and wow. Delivering the hit was Bratzis on Joey Rodden, but there to clean up was the sophomore Harry Rolfing. 6'1", 185-pound sophomore. Rolfing unloads on Bratzis there in the near sideline, but still, pickup of 7, and second and 3 upcoming. Myers with 94 yards, and both Strathaven scores. Bratzis with 30 yards of his own. He's winged to the right, split to the right. Is Samaru. Give is the fullback. Myers not much doing in the middle of the field that time, and he is driven backwards by number 70 and number 66. Nicely done. Sorry, rather that was 30, not 70. That's Rolfing again with help from Ethan Ritchie. Richie's had a nice season as well for the Patriots. Second team All-Catholic for the junior defensive end. Third down upcoming. Panthers need two to move the chains. There we go. Two tight ends. T formation. Dalton Leach is the quarterback on the keeper. He takes it to the 49. He's going to be awfully close.
No, he's got it, though. They're going to mark him at the 50, it looks
like. Let's see. Leach is going to be just shy of the 50, but enough for a first down. So Dalton Leach, that's been a pretty good option for them, actually, just a quick quarterback keeper. Nose of the football on the midfield stripe with 3:06 to play before half. Panthers down a point, but trying to move it here. We'll keep our other scores update. But the other record set in the Marple Newtown game, junior wide receiver Abel Hoff, the all-time leader for receptions in a single season. 70 catches this year for Hoff. Gives to Bobo off the right side, and not much doing on first down. Mm-hmm. In fact, he's going to lose a yard. Right side of the line blown up that time, and Bobo is dropped back at the 49. Second down and 11 upcoming.
And, boy, you can't blame that on Bobo. There was just nothing going over there. I mean, the defenders just came right through the front line and stood him up.
Anthony Sable is the nose guard at the moment. 6'2", 270, just a sophomore. Mm. 270, and back to pass for the first time is Leach. Looking under pressure and heavy and deep trouble now. He's got him wrapped up and dropped all the way back at the 38-yard line. The Panthers lose 11 on the play. Leach slung down. Samaru had a step, but with guys in his face, Leach couldn't get rid of it, and now it's third and forever with 1:52 and counting to play before halftime. Panthers down by a point, and now third and long. My guess is they'll probably turn around and hand it off again. You're going to without Malone in the lineup, you lose a great deal of explosiveness, and now shorthanded on the right side of the offensive line as well. Changes the game a little bit. All right, here we go. Toss play to Myers, looking for him off the left side, and he's trying to get a block. Doesn't get much of one and takes it inside the 40 to the 30, out to the 42. So Myers picks up maybe three.
This will be the first punt of the night for either team.
Tempers flare a bit on the near sideline, but everybody seems to be calmed down, and it'll be fourth down and about 19 upcoming. Timeout, Archbishop Carroll, as they're about to get the football back, and Joe Powell uses his second timeout and saying, yeah, let's give the offense one more crack at this.
Sure.
With about 82 seconds left to play. Now, most of the games with the 7 o'clock starts are at halftime at the moment. Potts Grove 13, Academy Park 6 at half in AAA action. Also in AAA, Springfield 13. Interboro nothing, so we'll keep an eye on that one as well. But again, Academy Park trailing 13-6. We will keep you updated as well on some games that are not part of the playoff lineup tonight. Upper Darby 43, Penwood nothing. So Penwood winless on the season and having some trouble again tonight. Colin Brackenier has 91 yards rushing just in the first half alone against against Interboro. So Springfield piling up a lot of yardage and finally late in the second half cracked the scoreboard a couple of times. All right, Alex Bratsis will punt it away. Standing deep to return is Jay Smiley back at his 15-yard line. Bratsis on 4th and 19, takes the snap, has time, and the left footer booms one inside the 30. It takes a Strathaven roll. It'll come to Smiley at the 15-yard line, who picks it up on two hops and is dropped there by Paul Samaru. Samaru has been terrific in punt coverage all season, and just three, maybe four on the return with 1:13 to play here before halftime. All right, Carroll now, knowing they get the ball to start the second half with a one-point lead, see what they do now with one timeout in their pocket and leading by a point, but deep in their own territory at the 19. Shotgun spread look, two wide receivers to either side. McMorrin back to pass, looking to his left, fires to the outside and is incomplete. Oh, Roy Chung was lurking. In the neighborhood was Jack DeWalt, but he never seemed to have their signals crossed, never turned around to look for it. Incomplete, it falls, and the 17 wearing the silver and black was very close to his fourth interception.
And that
tonight
would have been, that might have been all the way in because there was nobody in front of him.
All right, dangerous throw, but Patriots get away with it there. Second down and 10. as they live to tell about it. Upper Dublin 28. And no score for Council Rock at half. Here, second down and 10. McMorrin rolling to his left. Looking, under some pressure. Dumps underneath to the left flat. And it's complete to DeWalt this time. And he's run out of bounds. Shy of the first down at the 26. So gain of about 7. As McMorrin connects. First catch of the night for Jack DeWalt.
And he got out of bounds, so it stopped the clock. Minute 2 left.
Speaking of the upcoming halftime, Mike and Pete will be chatting. Chatting Eagles, chatting playoffs.
Well, we generally threaten that the Haven's going to have to go back and do some tackling practice on Monday, but that won't be happening.
All right, three wide receivers. Keeping it himself is McMorrin up the middle that time. Runs right into Oliver Williams, and I think he'll be just shy of a first down. We'll see. We will see. Clock stops. Timeout, Strathaven. Okay. I think Coach Clancy's feeling like fourth and inches that they might get a chance to get the ball back here if Joe Powell decides to punt it away. It's probably the safe play to punt it.
Oh, yeah, I would.
But at this point.
But punt it out of bounds. I mean, you don't want to send it down to, I don't know if Myers is going back for it or not, but even Ratzes and stuff, you don't want to do that. So we haven't had punts all night long, and suddenly the last two series end in a punt for both, one for each team. Strange the way this game is played sometimes, isn't it?
It is. All right. So, again, congratulations to a couple of Marple Newtown Tigers tonight in the 11th game of the season. Abelhoff, 70 catches now on the season. It breaks the record held by Devin Preston of Ridley back in 1990. That 1990 Ridley team was a pretty good one, went to the state finals. All right. Punting it away is Frederick. Lets it go. Booms one on fourth and inches. It's going to be Myers who fields it on the run at the 35-yard line, gives some ground, and then is dropped. Nice coverage there by Carroll. Number 27, Melito, to drop Myers at the 37-yard line. And the Panthers now, with all three timeouts, and 63 yards from pay dirt, actually. Now they're going to mark it back at the 36. All right, John Fender back into the game. Panthers have not attempted a pass. They've called one pass play that turned into a sack for a significant loss. But the Panthers will maybe consider airing it out a little bit here on first down. Sommaru, split end to the right. Wing is Bobo. They fake it to him and back to pass his Fender. He has time. He wants it all. Down the middle to Sommaru. Triple coverage, and Paul comes back and gets it. Shakes the tackle at the 30-yard line and carries people to the 28. What a terrific catch by Sommaru to adjust and come back to the football. Fender put it up there, underthrew it, but Sommaru comes up big.
That was really, I know it was underthrown, but that was a terrific pass from where it went.
First and 10 from the 27. Clock restarts. Fender is under center and ready to go again. Double wing, back to pass, looking, firing to the outside, complete to Sommaru again. Sommaru is stopped, and the clock will continue to run, and now timeout here for the Panthers with 21 seconds to play here now before halftime. So Sommer tried to get out of bounds, couldn't quite do it, so he'll get 9 on his second catch.
I'm sorry for yelling, but this is what happens when I watch the Eagles and they do things like this. In high school, I can expect it. Professional football, it's really one of those things that a coach needs to turn to his receivers and say, guys, catch up on.
They had single coverage on the outside here with Sommer. This was lined up to take a shot in the end zone. And the center quarterback exchange falls to the turf. And
he was moving back too fast.
Christian Smith all over it for the Patriots. Another turnover. This one of the fumbled variety. And the Panthers now just trying to get themselves to halftime, lead down by only a point. Costly turnover there for the Panthers. All right. Four wide, but under center is McMorrin. He's going to take a snap, take a knee, run the clock, and everybody will hustle into the halftime locker room. Okay. Patriots not interested in snapping it again. Sidelines are starting to empty, so here we go. We will take it into halftime, 14-13. A missed extra point, the difference at the moment, and Strathaven with a missed opportunity just before half, turning it over in the red zone. So we'll see what happens in the next 24 minutes of football action, the final 24 minutes of football action for the Panthers here in 2014. But in the meantime, we'll get the Strathaven marching unit in front of us at halftime. We'll get Pete and Mike chatting up, all sorts of different topics, whatever's under the sun here, Mike. It's Yeah, free reign.
Absolutely. It's our show.
Your show. Here we go. So it's been a good show so far on havenfootball.net. 14-13 is your halftime score. Be back in a moment.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where the halftime score is Strathaven 13, Archbishop Carroll 14, and it's been, I don't know, Pete, I wouldn't call it a strange game, but boy, the tackling for Haven has just been
atrocious. Yeah, the tackling.
Both defensive have not played particularly well. We didn't see a punt the last couple of series.
Yeah, I was going to say, at halftime we were going to talk about the no punting, but there was two punts in the last 90 seconds, I think, of the second quarter, and that made the two punts. But up until then, the two teams basically went up and down the field. Haven came right out in the first 18 seconds and scored on a 62-yard right. Anthony Myers run around the right end. And you thought, wow, this might be one of those running clock games. But Archbishop Carroll proved that they can move the ball, too. They have a nice little running attack, and they can move the ball through the air.
Well, there's no doubt momentum has turned to Archbishop Carroll, who's going to get the ball first in the second half, and that could be critical. If Haven can't find a way to stop them, and other than the one punt, they have not stopped them. This has been very much an offensive game. Both defenses are having tremendous trouble doing anything with the offense of the opposing team. On Haven's side, we kind of understand we're missing some key players. There's some issues. But, you know, that's if there's huge gaping holes. But what I'm seeing a lot of is just terrible missed tackles.
Yeah, I saw on that last drive when Carroll scored her second touchdown, there were so many tackles. And the tacklers were all trying to tackle them around the shoulder.
Yeah.
They were just breaking the shoulder tackles. You got to hit below the waist. You hit them down around the knees, they're going to go down. But there's been some poor tackling. And in that second drive for Carroll's 14th point, it was very obvious that there were some missed tackles.
Yeah, and it may be a fatigue factor. I don't know. But, boy, I tell you, they got to get their act together if they want to go out of this thing with a win tonight. Because if Carroll comes back and scores and now it's one up, or the way this is rotating back and forth, this could be a very difficult evening for the Panthers.
Yeah, well, they've been moving the ball. They proved that they can score too. But if you don't stop Carroll, you know, you can keep scoring, or you're still going to be behind them. That one point looks like a big difference. But we'll see what happens. I'm sure if Haven scores, they might go for 2 points.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
To bring that difference up to 7 again.
Right. So wouldn't it be interesting to have this game, which is kind of a game we just all. Well, we didn't pick it, but Coach Clancy and his staff.
You know what I wanted to do,
go
Mike?
Go overtime.
I wanted to do something we didn't talk about beforehand, but I want to quickly go over this season's games and what could have been.
Okay, go ahead.
We'll go back to the opener on a warm night down there near the stadiums when the two teams were playing. They were playing. Let's see here.
What are you looking at?
I'm trying to look at the opponents here.
Oh, they're right here.
Okay, yeah. They were playing Dobbins Tech. They were playing Dobbins Tech. And we had a 40-0 halftime lead. In the second half, we just played second stringers and kind of took our foot off the pedal. And that gave us a 1-0 record. And we thought at that time, maybe this team will really be something. But when we came down to the game two, which was our first Central League game, they were playing Marple Newtown. A game that we both believed they could have won.
Yes.
It was a 22-14 loss, but they had situations in that last half where they could have gone in there for the score to take the lead, but they just didn't do it. The third game was really a killer. It was 27-21 loss to Pencrest. If you remember on that game, we were down inside the 10-yard line with a chance to win it. The last play of the game, there was a pass in the left corner over the outstretched arms of our wide receiver, or that could have been a win. The next one is a Garnet Valley game. Now, that was an interesting game. If you remember Garnet Valley in the first quarter, we kind of controlled the game.
Yes.
Garnet Valley had no first downs, I don't think. But in the second half, Garnet Valley kind of took over. And I think the fact that they have 108 players.
Well, the third quarter
they really destroyed us.
And by the fourth quarter, we were kind of out of it.
But the next game is the real killer.
Yes, Upper Darby.
This is the game that I think really hurt their whole season and kept them out of the playoffs. A 34-32 loss to Upper Darby. And if you remember, we scored. It took the lead with 34 seconds to go. All we had to do is hold them. They drove the field in less than 34 seconds.
Four plays.
And on the last play, the ball goes up into the right corner, right over there where we're looking at. The ball went right through a couple of Haven defenders, was caught for the touchdown and the winning points. And that was the real killer to me. Because the next week, which I wasn't here, was Springfield, which was complete domination by Springfield.
Right.
The Ridley game could have been won. It was a 20-14 win.
Yeah, if you want to realize, that 20-14 was the score at the end of the third quarter. We had an entire quarter to try to score and take the lead. Couldn't get in. Of course, we kept Ridley out of the end zone as well, but we couldn't find the end zone. And
that turned out to be another loss that really could have been a win. And then after that, Lower Marion, Harrington, and Radnor were all big wins. And that brings us to a 4-6 record. And I think the way the season started is a very disappointing finish, but with a couple of breaks in some of them games.
Yeah, it could have easily been a 6-4 season.
Yeah,
with a
little bit of luck, we could be playing tonight in a playoff position. But,
right.
You know,
but we'd be the number 8 seed, and that wouldn't bode well either. So,
but, you know,
if we take on Springfield again, whether we
once you're in the playoffs, anything can happen. But
right. All right. So, real quick before we get out of this and go back to our updates for the rest of the night, Eagles playing the way the Eagles do. Who knows from one day to the next?
The statistics there are for a unbelievable. Anyone into statistics, they lead the league in turnovers. There's so many statistics that are so negative for the Eagles, yet they're 6-2.
Yeah,
which is hard to believe.
Well, they should be 7-1.
Yeah, but they could be 3-5 or
two and six.
The way the games were. But the main thing we got to talk about is Mark Sanchez. You know, at the Jets, when they played for the Jets, he was completely. He didn't fit into their system. They didn't have the kind of an attack that Mark Sanchez is good at. But I think we saw in the preseason, I know it's preseason, but he is very good at these short, quick passes, darting out. He can roll out a little bit. He's a little more mobile than Nick Foles. And I think his style works into Chip Kelly's planned offense. Now, what he has to do is eliminate the turnovers, but I think this team will flourish as much, if not more, with
Well, let's face
Mark
it, Nick Foles didn't eliminate turnovers. And he won a lot of games. So, I mean, you want to eliminate turnovers. I think Sanchez's problem is he's got to be able to see over that line. He's got to make the decisions. I thought he played well last week. I think as the NFL gets used to him again and finds his weaknesses, they'll come after him. We'll see. The problem is the whole team. We get through this every week. What team is going to show up this week? Are we going to have a passing team, a running team? Or are we going to have, you know?
Well, as far as this Monday night, now you mark this down.
Okay.
All you fans that will be watching Sunday or Monday night, the Carolina Panthers are the last place team versus the Rush. And I expect the Eagles to come out in a very rushing type mood, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And they have all their running backs, Chris Polk, Darren Sproles, Shady McCoy, they're all healthy. I expect to see a lot of runs. Sanchez will put the ball in the air, and I think they'll keep the passes a little shorter, maybe a little more safer. But I think if they can run the ball against this Panther defense, and they should be able to, I think you're going to see a bigger running than a passing situation on Monday night.
All right. Well, we'll be there. I won't be able to stay up to watch it, but, you know, I'll watch half of it. Maybe. We'll see. If it's a running game, I could watch
running
more.
Clock,
you know,
running
we'll
clock.
See. A lot about running clock. All right. So, listen, we're at halftime here at George L. King Field, where is your Panthers 13 and Archbishop Carroll 14. And we got what looks like a good second half coming back. But in the meantime, we're going to come back and get updates from around the area on playoff games tonight. So you stay tuned to us, and we'll be back with your updates and the second half of tonight's football game.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Coco's Pizza in Brookhaven, Friday Night Football and Pizza. After the game or anytime, everybody loves Coco's. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Brookhaven Auto Wash, from exterior washes to full detail service, committed to customer satisfaction in Brookhaven next to Pep Boys. Plush Mills Senior Living Community, big enough to count on, small enough to care, in Wallingford. Sandra McCauley, your Century 21 Alliance real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Swarthmore Co-op Market, your sustainable community food market since 1937. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Mike Mayer, and Billy Morgan.
Welcome back to George L. King Field, where the sounds of the Strathaven marching unit playing in the background. Elton John's Saturday. Saturday night's all right. And Friday night's been all right for Archbishop Carroll so far. 14-13 at halftime. The Patriots coming in at 2-7, trying to snap a losing streak that's dated back to the end of September. And the Panthers going to need to do something a little bit differently on defense, especially in order to keep a win streak going here that has dated back 3 weeks. So the Panthers will do their best in the second half to turn things around. But in the meantime, we have plenty of score updates from around District 1. The District 1 playoffs are underway, District 12 as well. So we'll start up in 4A, just down the road, Smith Bridge Road in Glen Mills, Garnet Valley 35, CB South 7 in the third quarter. So Jags taking care of business at the end of three and look to move on next week. Should the Jags hold on, they would move on to take on the winner of the Downingtown West Pensbury game. Pensbury at 9-1, ranked in the top five in the state all season long. They are on top at home against a tough Downingtown West team, just 6-4 in the record, but if they play a tough conference, 28-14 Pensbury. So the Jags at the moment could be taking a long drive up to Fairless Hills next Friday night. So yep, we'll see what happens there. All right, on the same portion of the bracket, Westchester Ruston taking on another Central League team, Conestoga. It is all Ruston. Terry Loper, the tailback, one of the terrific running backs in southeastern Pennsylvania this year. He has over 200 yards rushing in the first half. 34-7. Oh, Ruston on top, 34-7 over Conestoga at halftime. The winner will take on Upper Dublin or Council Rock North. It's all Flying Cardinals. They scored again on the first play of the second half, an 86-yard run. They're up 34-0 on Council Rock North at the moment, so it looks like Ruston and Upper Dublin on a collision course next week. up on Shiloh Road in Westchester. All right, the other side of the 4A bracket, top-seeded Coatesville all over Haverford, 34-6, 35-6 at last glance. Haverford in some trouble tonight with the top-seeded Red Raiders undefeated. The Chestmont champs are 10-0. All right, the winner of the Coatesville-Haverford game takes on the winner of Henderson versus North Penn. North Penn, an always dangerous seed, plays that tough schedule at the beginning of the year. Came in the year they went to the state finals. They were like a double-digit seed coming out of the district and ran through District 1. Right. They are having a hard time tonight on the road in Westchester. Henderson 20, North Penn 13, late in the third. So it could be Westchester-Henderson to take on their conference rivals Coatesville in a week, unless Dick Beck and the Knights can turn it around. Low-scoring game up in Quakertown. George Banas, one of my old baseball teammates from back in the day, coaching at Quakertown, his alma mater. George Banas and the Panthers on top of Penridge, 7-3, late in the third. So a defensive struggle up there. The winner of that takes on Downingtown East or Perk Valley. At last glance, we heard Downingtown East 7, Perk Valley nothing. But we'll keep an eye on that one. That is probably, that score maybe just a little bit outdated. We just don't have an update recently. Henderson, as we speak, wow, North Penn was going on, three and out for North Penn. The punt was fumbled. C.J. Preston picks it up and takes it 21 yards for a touchdown. Henderson now on top of North Penn, 27-13 with a minute to go in the third. So Henderson on top big. St. Joe's Prep all over Father Judge, 35-7 midway through the third. So the Prep looking to maybe defend. Well, they got a long way to go to Hershey. Let's get out of District 12 first. But the 4A Catholic semifinals tonight, St. Joe's Prep and Father Judge, LaSalle and Roman Catholic is the other half of that bracket. That is tomorrow. So LaSalle and St. Joe's Prep could be a week away from meeting up.
You got
up.
Anything for District 1?
All right, District 1 AAA now. We have in Triple A score updates, Pottsgrove 13, Academy Park 6. Okay, yeah, so the winner, third quarter, right. The winner of that will take on the winner of Springfield Interboro, and the top-seeded Cougars still on top of Interboro, 13-0, also in the third quarter. Great Valley 14, Octorara 0. So again, Great Valley at 9-1. I will toot my own horn to a degree, saying, hey, I think Great Valley is one of the contenders in District 1 this year. And then the other half of that conversation I won't. Well, right. I'll go ahead and say it. I picked Pencrest to win out.
So did Pencrest.
Yeah. And we picked the wrong Central League team, as Springfield did turn the trick this year, running the table in the Central and now top seed in AAA. The other AAA game, not till tomorrow, Bishop Shanahan and Upper Moreland. That was a switch that was supposed to be at Shanahan tonight. Instead, it will be played at Great Valley High School, 4 o'clock tomorrow. The Bears on the road to take on the Eagles of Bishop Shanahan. In single A, quick score update, Bristol 20, Valley Forge Military Academy 6. That's a third quarter score. In a game that has gone final now in the Philadelphia Public League, 4A semifinals, Simon Gratz 22, Martin Luther King 14. The winner will take on George Washington or Ben Franklin. That game being played 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Ben Franklin 8-0, George Washington 6-4. The winner, again, will take on Simon Gratz for the Public League 4A title. Also back in 3A, but in the Catholic League, no real surprise here. Archbishop Wood up 49-0 on Cardinal O'Hara. That was a first half score, so now it's just a matter of how fast can they run that clock and end a very difficult season on many levels for Cardinal O'Hara. All right, we will. Oh, Springfield's lead has now been cut to 13-6. With 2 minutes to play in the third quarter, Chase Pattinson catches a 21-yard pass from Interboro's Sean Minold. It is 13-6 now. Springfield hanging on for dear life here against the eight-seeded Bucks. And again, I was talking to assistant coach Dan Schaefer before the game. He said, you know, if Springfield lost to Interboro, it wouldn't stun me. He said, they're a great team. He said, I'm not taking any credit, but he's like, you know, Steve Lennox has been there a long time. There's a lot of pride. There's a lot of things that, you know, he's been around, you know, in many, many playoff battles at the 3A and 4A level, and Interbro, a seasoned team with a seasoned coach, maybe figures out what went wrong back in week one.
Well, that's the advantage that, of course, he has, is he played them once already. He's also got all the film he needs. I think more importantly, Springfield has a terrible habit of being a strong team and finishing weak. And they've had trouble getting out of the, you know, getting into the playoffs to begin with, and when they get in, they lose. So we thought they look so strong this year that we thought, okay, but you know, you gotta, so much of sports is mental, and if you walk in, and you may not walk in saying, oh, this is gonna be a problem or I'm concerned, but once you begin to feel the old curse come back, you know, it has an impact, and it affects the way you play, and of course we're not there to see what's going on with the game, but it would be nice to see Springfield get this monkey off their back. And I'm not taking anything away from Interbro fans, but Interbro has been in a lot, as you pointed out, a lot of playoff games. They've and Springfield just hasn't been there. I don't think in the time I've been watching football they've ever had a team of any.
Well, they've played their last Central League title was exactly 20 years ago. Yeah. One of my college buddies, actually, Pat Kane was on that team, was the kicker, and Marty Brown. In fact, that team was just honored and inducted into the Springfield Hall of Fame a couple weeks ago. But, again, that was their last Central League champion.
So that was
now,
94, and I started watching this game in 96, 97.
One of the teams, Springfield teams, that I do remember quite vividly, though, was the 2010 team.
Yes.
That came in here to George L. King Field and played what turned out to be Strathaven's last district title team. Very tough in a regular season game. Where I remember Alex Heisey running back an interception for a touchdown in the regular season. And then in a playoff game that went back and forth, back and forth, Strathaven finally wins it 28-21.
Right, that was on the drive.
It was on the Chaz Fisher blocked punt for the Alex Gasitz touchdown to tie it. And then the drive, a miraculous drive, just perfectly executed with less than a minute to play. Alex Heisey punches one in. Right. And they win 28-21 and then actually had, believe it or not, an easier time with it the following week with Pottsgrove winning the District 1 title.
Springfield always seems to just can't seem to get over it. So here they are leading 13-6 against a team they should beat. And, you know, of course, we're not there. We don't know what the circumstances are. But you know, if Springfield, you know, if Interboro scores again and Springfield has no answer, this could get to be,
yeah,
real
that's
tough.
Right. But you have a first-year coach in Chris Britton, a new cast of characters on the field, of course. But
he's beaten some good teams this year.
Certainly has.
He's 10-0. So
here's Garnet Valley on the 4A side, taking care of Central Bucks South 35-7 in Springfield. Of course, beat Garnet Valley and you know, everybody else they've played in the Central League and of course Interboro back in Week One. Two other quick score updates. Quakertown now trails Penridge. Penridge punches in a short touchdown run early in the fourth, 10-7. Rams on top of Panthers. So that, at the moment, would really be the only 4A game where the lower seed is ahead at the moment. So the 13 seed Rams over the 4 seed Quakertown Panthers at the moment. Everything else at the moment is playing to seed. Brandon McIlvain has finally scored one and gotten Council Rock North on the board. It's 34-8, Upper Dublin on top there. Perk Valley hits a field goal and is on top of Downingtown East, 10-9. So there's a close one. All right, here we go. Second half action underway. Bratz is high and over and kickoff comes down to the 15. Straight ahead on the return across the 25 and out. Comes Christian Ritter to the 37-yard line. So moving left to right now are the Archbishop Carroll Patriots here in the third quarter. Perk Valley at 9-1 out of the Pac-10 on top of 7-3 Downingtown East. That is 10-9 late in the third quarter now. Here we're just underway in the third, and Archbishop Carroll with a 14-13 lead breaks the huddle with two wide receivers to the right, the short side of the field, one to the left, and a pistol formation behind your quarterback, Sean McMorrin. Motion man is Downs, and the give is the tailback straight ahead to the 40-yard line out to the 41 before Myers and Fremont stop him. Goes number 28, Christian Smith. First carry of the night for Smith. Brings up second down and about seven. I'll call it six, actually. Nose of the football. Just shy of the 41-yard line for Carroll. Split to left, Christian Ritter. Down, slot left. Receiver split to the right, pistol look again, and give is to the fullback, and up the middle goes Melito, and Myers there to meet him after a short gain of two. Brings up third down and about maybe four. Brings the Panther defense to a point where they've had, well, really very few opportunities tonight. Chance to go three and out.
Yeah, I'm just taking a look at the way these guys tackled the first two plays, and it looks like somebody said something, which is what should have been done.
All right. Nose guard. A four-man front now. Fremont is your nose guard. A little option looking straight up the middle to Barry McMarron. Comes Matt Splane. Splane comes barreling through on a blitz through the A-gap. The option goes nowhere, and they lose a yard. Nice work there from Splane. On a big hit to start this third quarter. Fourth and five now. And Max Frederick on to punt. Anthony Myers stands deep to return. Bratsis stands to his right.
That was the series they needed. Now they get to turn around and score.
Frederick takes a snap. Panthers come after it, but the good spiraling kick's going to drive Myers back inside his 20-yard line, takes it on a back pedal, sheds one tackle, and then carries a man outside across the 20 and takes him all the way to the 26-yard line. Hanging on for dear life and going for a ride there is number seven, Mike Dudas. But good work from Myers to set up the Panthers across the 25 to the 26 in Anthony Myers' final game here for the Panthers. Springfield update. Springfield's on top. 20-6 now as Brian Allen fumbled. Illegal procedure. Against Carroll, 5-yard penalty, and they're going to make him kick it again. See if the Panthers can get a little better field position out of this. But as I was saying, Brian Allen running for Springfield fumbled, but thankfully for him, teammate Kadir Weems recovers in the end zone for a touchdown. 20-6, Springfield on top of Interboro. All right, here we go. Frederick will try to punt it again. Myers waits at his 26-yard line. Good snap. Kick is away. Takes a hop towards Myers. He fields it on one high hop, juggles momentarily, and then is dropped at the 25. Actually lose a yard after accepting the penalty there. End up just 36 inches further back than where we were a few seconds ago. All right, Panthers, though, still force the three and out. Big play there. And now Dalton Leach in the offense, trying to get things going, moving right to left. Academy Park scores after Pottsgrove fumbled but could not connect on the extra point. Academy Park trails 13-12. Ouch. Two missed conversions for the Knights. All right, here. First down give is to Alex Bratsis. Off the left side, cuts back across the 28. Ball popped out, and let's see. Scramble for it? I don't know. Scramble at the 30-yard line, and the Panthers recover. Bratsis, fortunate that a teammate was nearby. We'll see who comes out of there. Denzel Lesenby on top of it. Good play there for the senior. Bailing out his buddy. Gain of five for Bratsis. And Panthers still breathing.
Boy, oh boy, that would have been just a killer of a turnover.
9:20 to play here in the third. Remember, just before halftime, the Panthers turned it over with a fumbled snap inside the 20-yard line. They trail by a point here. Wing right is Bratsis. Split end to the right is Samaru. Give is to the halfback Bobo with a sweep off the right side, and he's taking it to the 35, maybe. We'll see where they spot it. If he gets the 35, he's got a first 34. Down, and he's going to be inches short. So give Bobo four. Third and inches upcoming for the Panthers, who will try to milk some clock and cash in. Oh, the wheels are falling off for the Knights. Westchester Henderson, 33. North Penn, 13. Could be a first-round exit for perennial power North Penn tonight. Here, third and inches. Two tight end set. Turn, give to Myers off the left side. First down and more across the 35. Out near the 40. Carroll ripping at the football, but five more for Anthony Myers, and that'll put him over the 100-yard mark for the game. 103 yards on just 10 carries for the senior. After going for 245 a week ago. Downingtown West has cut into the lead of Pensbury. It's now 35-21. Here, First and 10 for Strathaven at their own 39. Moving right to left. Dalton Leach turns, gives to Myers. Straight ahead, and he is met in the backfield, but runs through that first tackle. Nice work there from Myers to bust through Anthony Sable, who came in pretty much unmolested from that defensive tackle spot. Gain of four for Myers. Second down and four upcoming as they spot it at the 38. Well, see what the Panthers can do with it. Slow and steady. Wins the race. 4 or 5 yards at a time, perhaps. Wing left is Naeem Bobo. The give off the left side is to Bratsis, who cuts back. Nice block from the center, Carl Landholm, and that will get... on that one. Didn't see, actually, who came out of the pile. But Bratsis, on the cutback, takes it to the 49-yard line, and that'll move the chains. Nicely done. All right. Again, when they run the sweep and you have that cutback, it speaks well of the guards and off in the center on the other side of that line.
Right.
First and 10 from the 49. Panthers just shy of midfield, trailing by a point as we're inside of 7 minutes to play here in the third. Samaru, split end to the right. Wing to the left is Bobo. Give is to Bratsis. He follows his man right up the middle. Pulling tackle is Shane Mulhern. Mulhern leads the way. Bratsis goes for 8. Nicely done. I'm trying to get this figured out with Splain wearing 58 tonight and Mulhern at 53. It just it hasn't rung true. Splain's been wearing 43 for 10 weeks at tight end, and now
just
he's
throws off your whole evening.
58 and 53 lined up next to each other is at first glance a little tricky. Mustang sweep, and this is Bratsis off the left side. Down the sideline he goes. 30, 25, 20 in a foot race. Bratsis will go. Whoa. Touchdown, Alex Bratsis from 44 yards. Oh, good fake inside, and Mustang cashes in for the Panthers.
I'm trying beautifully to find done. Wow, hold on.
Well, that Mustang sweep has fooled me I don't know how many times over the years where I swear that the fullback has it on that fake. Thankfully, I will thank Coach Clancy personally for running that towards me where I could see the ball coming the entire time. And Bratz has turned it up the near sideline, and there he goes for 44 and a score
here
in his final game. All right, Panthers line up to go for two for a 7-point lead. Toss play, looking for room is Myers off the left side, looking for the pylon.
Got it.
Flattens a man and takes it on in for 2 points and a 7-point lead for the Panthers. 6:12 to play here in the third. Stick with us. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening live to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
You feel the difference when you walk through our doors. The upscale decor, the comfortable atmosphere, the warmth of neighbors who are true friends. At Plush Mills Senior Living in Wallingford, we know what it means to live well. We're a rental community without the big entrance investment. A modern alternative to continuing care retirement communities where you're in control of your assets and your independence. With 158 apartments, Plush Mills is big enough to count on, small enough to care. Call 610-690-1630 to schedule a tour. It's a great place to live the good life.
Hello, this is Kevin Clancy. I'm the head football coach at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
High end over and kickoff comes down at the 6-yard line, and not much running room for number 7 in white, Mike Dudas. Good work there for the Panther coverage unit again, and the Panthers back in front now after Alex Bratsis goes 44 yards. On the sweep, he's up to 93 yards rushing. He's above his, season high last week at 92, and he's topped it a week later. Kyrie Fuller in on that last stop for the Panthers. Panthers with a lot of juniors on the offensive and defensive lines, but they're going to be missing some talent at the skill positions from this when this senior class disappears in June. Motion man for Carroll, and now flags pre-snap. Okay, they're going to blow this one dead.
Boy, Carroll.
Jack DeWalt, looked like they were set up for a pretty good option play there.
Have a good, clean game the whole game. Now all of a sudden penalties at the end of the first half, and now again.
All right. Well, backwards 5 yards for illegal procedure. We'll put it back at the 20-yard line. And Carroll now trailing by 7. Looking to get themselves back on track. Sean McMorrin brings in the play. McMorrin had a nice season a year ago as well. 657 yards and 7 touchdowns for the team that last year went 3-6. Here, first down and 15 from the 20. McMorrin turns and gives to Christian Smith. Smith looking for room off the near sideline. Is banged out of bounds there by Javon Springfield and Alex Bratsis. Out at the 27-yard line. So give Smith 7 on his second carry of the night. And Joe Powell mixing in a bunch of different runners tonight. 5 different ball carriers for the Patriots. 3 different receivers, all different guys. Actually, one, Melito's touched it through the air and on the ground. But 7 different guys have handled the ball for the Patriots. And that'll keep a lot of kids interested, huh?
Yep. That's the way it should be if you can.
Second down and 9 from the 26. Give inside this time and pushing his way near the 30-yard line before running into Myers is Scott. And I don't know, second effort, they blew the whistle, but he tumbled forward. I think they're going to give him that extra yard. Nice job there by Tommy Scott at the 31-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 4. So they've gotten the penalty yardage back and then some.
Yeah, this would be a good place, the Panthers, to hold him again, force a punt.
Third and 3 last time, ended up with a big play from Matt Splain to get the football back and then turned into Alex Bratsis' 44-yard run for the Panthers' score and the lead. Third and 4 here from the 31. McMorrin back to pass, looking down, fires to the left side, has a man complete. It's Melito across the 45 and out to the 47-yard line. Gain of 16 before he's tracked down by Bratsis, but nice work there from the sophomore fullback. He's been impressive tonight.
Yeah, boy, he was wide open, too. They got a coverage issue. And if I was Carroll, I'd start running that all night long till they covered.
17 from Alito on his second catch of the night. First and 10 for Carroll out near midfield now. He'll snap it at the left hash from their own 47. Clock ticks inside of 5 minutes to play here in the third. Pistol look. McMorrin turns to give inside and going absolutely nowhere. Justin Fremont says no. Back at the 45-yard line. Loss of 2 on the play.
He was almost there for at the handoff.
Melito loses a couple. We were just singing his praises a minute ago, and then Fremont said that's enough.
Right.
Back to the 45-yard line. Second and 12 upcoming.
I knew we shouldn't give him the radio so he could listen to us.
Pottsgrove leading Academy Park at the end of the third quarter, 13-12.
Woo, that's a good game.
Archbishop Wood has gone final, 56-12 over O'Hara.
Thank goodness.
And Wood will take on the winner of Archbishop Ryan versus Monsignor Bonner. That game played 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Here, second down and 12 from the 45. Wing to the left, 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. McMorrin and flag from the back judge. This is going to be delay of game here. So another 5-yard penalty here for the Patriots. Upper Dublin now on top of Council Rock North, 41-8. That game is academic at this point. Marple Newtown 42, Chichester 7 in the fourth quarter in a game that's out of hand and not a playoff game. Garnet Valley has gone final, 35-15 over CB South. Mike Rickey and the Jags move on to the second round.
Good for them.
Next week to very likely play Pensbury, who is on top at the moment, 35-21. So it's a long ride to Lower Bucks County up to Fairless Hills and against a very tough team. All right, second down and 17 from the 40-yard line. Carroll trying to turn things around again. Motion man is the tight end, Harry Rolfing, and they fake it to him, and now looking over the middle, now pulling it down and looking, still looking, and McMorrin's going to have to run it now. Tuckson runs, dances away from Lesenby across the midfield stripe, and McMorrin gets some push from his teammates and drives him all the way near a first down.
Unbelievable.
Second and 17 is going to end up as third and very short, or maybe even a first down. Huge push. Great job by the line to not give up on the play, follow their quarterback downfield, and now it's close enough for a measurement. He was stopped for all intents and purposes at the Strathaven 48, and now they're going to measure this thing. at about the Haven 41 or 43 almost. Very close to first down yardage on second and 17. So we're going to give McMoran 16 or 17 out of this. And again, they are in very good shape now. After a couple of penalties, set them back a couple of times. All right, start of the fourth quarter in 4A. Downingtown East 10, Perk Valley 9. Downingtown East is, we had that score backwards at some point. All right, 10-9, Downingtown East on top. All right, according to, thanks again to Game Time PA Southeast for the tweet. They stretch the chains, and McMoran is going to be
just short,
maybe 2 inches short.
If that.
If that. All right. Here we go. 43rd and about 3 inches.
But they
upcoming.
Had him stopped 6 yards earlier.
Yes,
that was
that's right. That's right. Ruston has extended their lead on Conestoga. They are getting close to Mercy Rule turf here. 40-7. Ruston on top of Conestoga. Final. Quakertown has pulled it out over Penn Ridge. 14-10. The 4 seed escapes on their home field. Congratulations to George Bannis and the Panthers, continuing a now to 10-1 on the season. Looking for a date with the winner of Downingtown East versus Perk Valley, which is a 10-9 game as we speak. So Quakertown wins it 14-10 in a defensive struggle. Garnet Valley has gone final as well, if you're joining us late, 35-15. They knock off CB South at home tonight. Third and inches. McMoran, quarterback keeper's got it, and then some into the secondary. Nobody tackled him. Just flat out, nobody tackled him until he ran into Springfield and Chung deep in the secondary all the way to the Strathaven 33. Quarterback dive for 10 yards. Ouch.
Oh, man.
McMoran up to 66 yards on his 9 carries, and he breaks the huddle. First and 10 at the Strathaven 33. Receivers are split to either side. I formation dotted by Christian Smith, and they give it to him. The tailback straight up the middle, and he takes 3 or 4 more inside the 30, down to the 29 maybe. All right, Smith, the sledgehammer here tonight, lines up a defensive tackle. Well, the Panthers have done that as well, actually, with Elijah Crew seeing some time at fullback at moments this year. Second down and 6 upcoming. From the 29-yard line, 2 receivers to the right. I formation again. Fullback is Melito. Smith is your tailback. Gives the tailback again off the left side. Smith and going next to nowhere thanks to Anthony Myers. Maybe a yard and or so for Smith that time. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 5. Well, Mike, we're still awaiting word on whether or not we'll be doing some playoff action in the weeks ahead.
We'll see. We have some plans, so we'll have to see who wins and what's available to us. But we hope next Friday to be at a game.
All right. 2 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. I formation again dotted by Smith. 3rd and 4. Play fake. Back passes McMoran. Under heavy pressure, and now he's dropped from behind. Down he goes. Justin Fremont slams him down at the 32. Big play from the senior is going to bring up 4th and long now. Fremont chases him down. And Big 76 gets the stop with 1:45 and counting to play here in the third.
Well, that was an opportune stop. Now we'll see if we can do it on 4th down there. Obviously at the 31-yard line, they're going to go for it down by 7.
Loss of 4 on the play. Drops him back to the 31. And now 4th and call it 8. McMoran with Scott on his left hip, 3 wide receivers to the left, 1 to the right is Dudas. Back to pass on 4th and 8. Looking under pressure in his face now. It's going to scramble to his right. Now it's a foot race across the 30. 25, 20, down inside the 20 before Bratsis knocks him out of bounds. Good work there from McMoran. Excellent coverage for Strathaven there, but just no backside containment. McMoran takes it to the 17-yard line for 14 more, and the Patriots still driving, trying to get this game tied.
This is just so frustrating.
109 and counting to 109. Actually, clock stopped at the moment as he stepped out of bounds. 109 to play here in the third.
See, at this point, I don't know what their personnel situation is for Haven, but you know, you got a running quarterback that's effective on a play like that, you've got to put a spy back there who says, look, you just watch the quarterback. Just wherever he goes, mirror him and make sure if he steps forward, you go in and make the tackle.
First and 10 from the 17. McMoran gives to Smith out of the shotgun. Look, dive up the middle, and he's trying to get outside to the right. Oliver Williams shirt-tailed him, and he'll slow it down for a gain of a yard when his buddies catch up to him. Myers in on the stop as well with Splain. So nice work there from the Panther defense that time. They have taken away fullback dive pretty well this year, in all honesty. They've done a really good job with out of the more and more teams with this shotgun spread.
Right.
They've really done well on the inside. And this tonight, of course, is without Pete Deeb or Sam Petrovich to help out.
I absolutely understand.
Second and 9 from the 16. Bunch formation either side, two to the side, back to pass, and looking in McMoran. He's going right up the middle and right into the arms of Elijah Crew, who drops him for a sack back at the 19-yard line. And Elijah gets the second sack of this series for the Panthers, and that will do it for the third quarter. So third and 11 when we come back. Panthers trying desperately to hold on to a seven-point lead and a three-game win streak at Georgia L. King Field. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive. Be back for the fourth quarter right here on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on havenfootball.net.
Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer and Pete Fulginetti right alongside of me as we bring you the last quarter of the 2014 Strathaven Panther season. We'll see what the next 12 minutes brings, and we'll see what the next few weeks bring for havenfootball.net. We may be broadcasting around District 1 or District 12. We may be broadcasting in Hershey. Who knows? We'll see you know a little bit more in the next few weeks. In the meantime, a couple other games have gone final. Garnet Valley wins over Central Buck South. We mentioned that one. Quakertown has beaten Penridge. Haverford has fallen tonight 35-12 against the top-seeded Red Raiders of Coatesville. That has gone final.
And where's Springfield?
Springfield is up 20-6 in the fourth quarter. Innerboro with the ball trying to fight back, but we'll see. North Penn now trails Westchester Henderson 40-13. All Henderson at this point. Pensbury 42, Downingtown West 28. So Garnet Valley's next opponent. Still in a battle with 11 minutes to play in the fourth. Springfield has three interceptions tonight against Innerboro as well. Third and 11 here. McMoran back to pass. Looking. Pressure in his face now coming. He dances away from it. Eyes still downfield. Lets it go for the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown by Mike Dudas. Oh, terrific coverage for a moment, but McMoran makes things happen with his feet. Delivers to Dudas. And that was a little too easy in terms of the cover. I mean, it held up nicely for a while, but you can only cover for so long. And 19 yards later, the Panthers are likely to be tied again after this extra point.
And this kid doesn't miss much.
Max Frederick. Now 23 extra points on the year to go with his two field goals. 2 of 2 tonight. Third one upcoming, trying to get this game tied with 11:51 to play in regulation. High snap. Ball spotted. Kick is blocked. It's blocked by Samaru, and the Panthers hold on to a one-point lead. Samaru was awfully close earlier. He got that one, taking advantage of the high snap, and the Panthers lead by one with 11:51 to play in regulation. Nicely done, Paul.
Yes, it was.
He's blocked a few this year, and that one might end up being a very, very big play.
Yeah, that could be real critical right there.
In the meantime, though, McMoran on the first completion of the night to Mike Dudas goes 19 yards. So McMoran now throwing the football 4 of 7 for 58 yards and a score. He's run it 12 times for 73 yards. He's been just very, very, very good and has kept a lot of plays alive with his feet. So, Carroll, 2-7 coming in, have made a game of it here tonight. They trail 21-20, and Strathaven now needs to have the ball, needs to milk some clock,
yep.
And needs more points on the board, so it seems. Frederick to kick it away. Brattis and Myers stand deep inside the 10. They haven't touched it yet on a kick return as they kick it again to one of the up men. Panthers will take advantage here. Rob McGee straight up the middle. McGee pushes across the 40 out to the 44-yard line. And nice work there by the Carroll coverage team to finally converge. But Panthers content to take better field position if they're just going to kick it to the up men. And nice work a couple times by Elijah Crew. And now Rob McGee, the senior, takes it to the 44-yard line. And the Panthers start in very good field position. Rich Melito in on that last tackle. Okay. 21-20. Strathaven on top. Paul Somaru split end to the right. Nick Fender in there at quarterback. Play fake and looking for room is Brattis. The same play he scored on a few moments ago. Carroll waiting for it this time. Takes it to the 46 for a gain of 2, and that's about it. Brattis trying to go over the 100-yard mark for the first time this year. 10 carries for 95 yards. Myers, 11 for 101. So good balance for both of these guys on their final game as Panthers. Each with a long touchdown run. Myers on the first touch from scrimmage went 62 yards. He's the fullback on second down and 8. Give is to Bobo, who pushes to a couple, for just a couple. Just a couple more. Nice defense here from the Patriots. Harry Rolfing in on that last stop along with number 66, Ethan Ritchie. Brings up 3rd and 6.
Yep, brings up 3rd and 6. It's going to be a big third down because I think if they don't make it here, they got to punt it, get them Carroll as deep as they can.
5 carries for 10 yards for Naeem Bobo tonight. Split end to the right is Paul Somaru. Tight end is Denzel Lesenby off to the left side. Give is to Myers, looking for room, and he finds it. And second, third effort gives him a first down to the 46-yard line. Didn't look like there was a lot there, and then just a little shift to his left found just enough for a first down, I believe.
Yeah,
he's got it. Okay. Down to the 46-yard line. The Panthers take 8 more and move the chains and milk some clock.
Boy, I'll tell you, that was amazing because as I saw him get wrapped up, I thought, we're off to punt this thing. And he just kept moving his legs.
Tight end to the left is Lesenby. Tight end to the right is Somaru. 1st and 10 from the Carroll 46-yard line. Blitz coming, and Myers dances through the first one, but not much after that. Just outnumbering Strathaven in the box that time.
Yep.
9-10 in the box, and Myers is wrapped up and a little slow to get up. After no gain on his 13th carry of the night. Myers has had a terrific defensive season, along with not too shabby offensive numbers, especially considering he missed 2 games. He's going to be somewhere near the 1,000-yard mark when the night is over, I would think, for the season. Perk Valley and Downingtown East are tied at 17. In the 4A playoffs with 6:35 to go. Here it's Bobo off the right side, follows his block, and he's getting an extra push from Shane Mulhern. Nice work from Mulhern to push the senior to the 41-yard line. It's going to bring up third down in about 5.
They're absolutely ripping at that ball. They're really going to be careful and hang on.
Carroll needs a turnover, needs a play. After the blocked extra point from Paul Somaru has kept Strathaven's lead at a very narrow, well, the narrowest of margins, 21-20.
And until they start introducing fractions in football, that's about as close as it's going to get.
Somaru split end to the left, tight end to the right is Denzel Lesenby. Toss play to the left side, looking for room is Myers, needs a block, can't find it, but turns outside and he gets the edge and has himself a first down, I believe, on the far sideline. We'll see. They're going to give him the 34-yard line over on that far edge. 7 more yards. 8 more yards for Myers and a first down. Did not look like he had quite enough blocking at the point of attack, but Bobo, Somaru, Lesenby, good work there to string it out and keep leverage Myers with good speed to get outside. All right. Here we go.
Well, they're doing the first part. They're taking a lot of clock.
Two tight end set. Wing T behind Fender gives to Bratsis off the left side. He's looking for room and has it off the left edge across the 30, down to the 27, maybe 26 when they unpile. Seven more for Bratsis. Williams and Fremont doing the job on that left side.
Looks like a nice lead block by Myers as well on that play.
Ethan Ritchie on yet another tackle for the Patriots. He's been terrific. Bratsis is over the 100-yard mark now, 102 yards. And a score tonight, 804, 803 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers trying to add to a one-point lead. They'll snap it from the Carroll 27. Fender turns, gives to Myers, and blitz coming. They've got him wrapped up this time. Coming right up the middle with Sean McMorrin, and McMorrin at quarterback has taken some hits tonight. That time he gets to dish it out. And Myers had absolutely nowhere to go. They're going to drop him back at the 32-yard line. Well, let's see. Yeah, it's going to, back at the 32.
Yep.
Loss of five on the play. Third down and about eight. Yes, about eight upcoming now. Just outnumbered again. Nothing fancy about that. Just, we're going to blitz everybody. We think you're running it, and we'll take our chances. Split end to the right is Samaru on third and eight. Motion man, now a little counter action and lots of room. Oh, it closed quickly. Boy, Bratsis, just as he started to get ahead of steam, was met by McMorrin. Another sturdy tackle for McMorrin. They ran the counter, had room momentarily, but it's going to bring up fourth and about three. May go for a hard count here as they spot it on the 28-yard line. Maybe the 27.
Seven, 27.
Bratsis with 106 yards on 12 carries now. We'll see.
Taking an awful lot of time.
Perky Omen Valley. And now Fender's going to stay on the sideline. I think they're going to let the clock, they're going to watch the back judge milk clock, milk clock, milk clock.
Okay.
And then call timeout. Okay. All right. Coach Clancy wants to talk it over with his offense on fourth and four, midway through this fourth quarter. The Panthers cling to a one-point lead. We'll take a short timeout, thank our sponsors, and be back for the final 6 minutes of regulation here on havenfootball.net.
Every year, nearly 6,000 teenagers go out for a drive and never come back. Just talking to them can change that. The Allstate Parent Teen Driving Contract can help. Get yours from an Allstate agent. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. It's Allstate's stand. Are you in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field. Fourth and four upcoming for Strathaven. Couple of score updates from the AAA playoffs. We have a game that's gone final. Pottsgrove has held on to beat Academy Park, the defending District 1 champs are out 13-12 tonight up in Pottsgrove. Here we go, fourth and four from the 27. Fender turns, gives to Myers, looking for room off the right side. Second, third effort, I don't know. It's going to be close. Where he was, where they, it's going to be where they mark forward progress is going to be the issue.
24.
Where they unpiled was the 25-yard line. But did forward progress give him the 24?
I don't know. He's standing at the 24.
It's going to be very close. We'll see. All right. The official on this near sideline sees it, spots it. And timeout for the officials? No.
Yes.
Okay, he's got it. He's got it. I thought they were going to measure. But they've eyeballed it and said, nope, Anthony got four. And another Panther first down. This should take a couple more minutes off the clock, and if the Panthers can score, then it's going to come down to it's still going to be a one-score game, regardless of what happens here.
Right.
Whether they score or don't score, it's just going to be, what is that one score? Is it going to be a one-point, six-point, seven-point, four-point, even an eight-point difference? First and 10 from the 24, Fender gives to Bratsis. Looking for room, he has not much. Not much. Nicely done there by Joey Rodden, coming up from that free safety spot, along with number 5, Brandon Pearson. Second down and 9 upcoming. So we mentioned the final. Pottsgrove 13, Academy Park 12. That's gone final. Springfield has extended their lead on Interboro late in the fourth now, 27-6. So the Cougars with 3 interceptions on the evening for their defense to date. Brian Allen with a 24-yard touchdown pass to Mike Flegel looks to have iced it for the undefeated Cougars. Second and 9 here from the 22-yard line. Fender back to pass under pressure. Steps away from one man, but not another. Down he goes. They've got him dropped back outside the 25-yard line.
Yeah.
Number 20, Danny Finley on the stop. So they sack Fender, and it's going to move it to 3rd and 13. Remember now, Archbishop Carroll has a terrific place kicker. If this stays a one-point game, Carroll does not need to go the length of the field. We'll see what Panthers can do about it with 2 more shots now, 3rd and 13. After Fender is sacked for a loss of 4. Motion man is Naeem Bobo. Toss play to Myers, looking for room off the left side, trying to get a block, cuts it back, and now ahead of steam, across the 20, stumbles inside the 15, and he's very close to a first down. We'll see. We're going to check the spot. They spot it on the near sideline. On the far sideline, there's a chains, and Myers gets 14 on 3rd and 13. First down. What a job by the left side of the line, and what a great job by Myers to accelerate through a very small crack.
Nice. Well, I'll tell you, they're making it as exciting as they can for the last game of the season.
1st and 10. Panthers trying to make this an epic drive. Carroll trying not to die by 1,000 cuts. Just chipping away here is Strathaven. Milking the clock the entire time. Bobo, wing to the left, 2 tight end set. This is Bratsis off the left side. Has some room on the cutback, and he falls forward to the 6, maybe about the 7-yard line. We'll see where they spot this, but give Bratsis 6 more.
Yeah, I think he went to the 8 on that one.
All right. Second down and 4 upcoming. 113 yards for Bratsis, 135 for Myers. Sommer has chipped in 46 on the receiving end. Naeem Bobo with 15 yards.
15th play of the drive.
Well, if you like playing offense, you've been on the field for a while here late in the fourth. Give us to Bratsis on the cutback. Second effort is going to be close to the goal line and just shy.
There.
He's got enough for a first down, and the Panthers will have 4 shots at it from inside the 1. 7 more for Bratsis.
Hang on to the ball, guys.
Well, with 1 yard to go, there is a... Is there an advantage or a... Well, there's a disadvantage to scoring too quickly here. You're not at a point where you'd tell a high school kid to take a knee.
Right. Yeah.
Take a knee from on first down and second down. But you're going to say, hey, now the back judge with his hand in the air, the Panthers in danger of getting a flag here.
No,
back judge.
No,
let's see. Yeah, there it is. There's the delay of game. There it is. Goodness gracious. Now, Coach Clancy is saying, what happened here? He's arguing that he didn't see it or that they spotted, but they're going to march off 5 yards for delay
it
of game.
Like an awful fast
yeah, it seemed short.
Game.
Yeah, seemed like they didn't have quite enough. But that being said, from the 6-yard line, 1st and goal from the 6,
yep.
This may actually work to the Panthers' advantage if it takes them a couple plays in and you give Carroll less time with the football, assuming you don't score on the first play here.
Right.
You might actually be in better shape to milk some more clock with 2:49 to play. Fender with a wing tee behind him. Toss play to Myers. Looking for room off the left side. Myers for the 3rd time tonight is in the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. So much for taking your time.
Yeah,
Myers
well,
punches it in from 6.
Go to plan B.
The Panthers have scored in every quarter tonight, and now, leading by 7, the all-important extra point, and then an all-important defensive series to hopefully, for the Panthers, end the season on a winning note. 6-yard run for Myers on his 18th carry of the night. 141 is what I have him for a total, and 3 more scores. Bratsis On to attempt the extra point. Kick is away. It is plenty long enough and plenty straight. 28-20. Panthers on top with 2:44 to play in regulation. Stick with us. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by HavenFootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without HavenFootball.net's consent is prohibited.
Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers here. Keep listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Georgia. Can't see what's going on there with McMahon, but either way, no huddle. Here we go. No huddle look. They're ready to snap it. Panthers defense not ready. Hornick fires to the outside, and he's got himself a first down. This will stop the clock momentarily. And that is number 17 on the catch. DeWalt for a gain of no. Okay, I was going to say, goodness, he got a yard. That should be a first down. Okay. Here we go. Shotgun look again for Steven Honick. Three wide receivers to the left, one to the right on first and 10 from the 44. We're inside of 2 minutes now. Down by eight, Honick under pressure, steps up into the middle and is dropped. I think he got back to the line of scrimmage. Give him a half yard, actually. And I cannot see on the far sideline where Sean McMorrin is. Let's hope that he is okay, but I can't imagine you'd have a coach's decision for a quarterback change here inside the final 2 minutes to put a sophomore into the game. So not a good sign, but timeout Archbishop Carroll to talk things over. It'll be second and 9, and we'll keep it right here as, boy, talk about a storybook ending for Carroll if they can get this thing tied with a 10th grader coming in for the final 2 minutes of a game.
Yeah, I mean, that would be a remarkable thing, but I'm trying to see if I can see the quarterback on the...
Also, we'll try to get you updates from elsewhere. Non-playoff action, but Upper Darby has defeated Penwood 50-12 tonight. So congratulations to the Royals.
And Springfield?
Springfield has gone final, 27-6 against Interboro. Pottsgrove will take the trip down the Blue Route, down to Delaware County next week.
I think number 13 is sitting on the bench. He's right behind the first down marker, I think.
All right. Sophomore Steven Honick. Bunch formation, three to the left. He's looking that way on second and 9. Under pressure now, he's going to dance away with his... And now he's going to be wrapped up by Elijah Crew back at the 40. Crew with his second sack of the game. May have squashed Carroll's hopes here and put it in third and long. Elijah explodes and caught him from behind.
Well, that's... I mean, I feel badly for Carroll. This would have been a heck of an interesting run with their existing first-string quarterback. He has done terrific things all night long, and it was going to be interesting to see if the Panthers could finally stop him, and they're not going to get the opportunity, obviously.
Good coverage as well for the Panthers that time. But we've seen all night long where McMorrin has faced good coverage as well, but made things happen with his feet. Well, Honick, at only 5'6", is giving up... Some sight lines, let's put it that way.
And
I mean, he's got a couple of really big guys in front of him. That's right, 3rd and 14. The sophomore trying to pull it out of the fire here for Carroll. 28-20 Strathaven. Three receivers to the left after the second timeout for Carroll. One to the right. Honick back to pass on third down. Back, nope, has a man in the passing lane. He's going to tuck it and run, and up the middle he goes. Honick across the 50 and to the Strathaven 49-yard line. It's going to bring up 4th and 4. Clock ticks.
He's much faster than I thought he was when he took off and had that speed.
4th and 4. This is it. They need to convert. No huddle. 4 wide. Back to pass is Honick. Looking, firing to the outside. It is incomplete. Incomplete it goes. Chung in coverage. DeWalt was your intended receiver, and the Panthers have held with 1:19 to play in regulation.
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Carroll was in the hurry up and decided to just let it fly on 4th and 4. The pass fell incomplete. The Strathaven defense, frankly, was not even ready. They did not have all their guys ready for that, but Roy Chung in coverage, and there was enough pressure on Honick to get rid of it. And now Dalton Leach into the game, T formation behind him, two tight ends in front of him, first and 10. Leach will take the snap and take a knee. Clock will start. 1:15, 1:14 and counting. Joe Powell and Archbishop Carroll will use their final timeout. And we'll bring Dalton Leach to the sideline. And, Mike, we're going to wrap it up here one more time. Matt Splane comes over to the sideline wearing number 58, feeling awfully good. Jack Finley's going to get into the game, the senior wearing number 72. Splane forced into action at right tackle tonight.
He is a little guy, too.
He is 160 pounds and undersized at tight end, even more undersized at right tackle. And he did a terrific job tonight, along with the rest of his line mates. 28-20 is your score. Dalton Leach has Jack Finley in there now. Another senior is going to get one more look at the football field. Again, he's been terrific to watch. And Strathaven Marching Band is singing and dancing. And again, they've got seniors on the field. Victory formation here. Myers 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage in case of emergency. Leach takes a snap, takes a knee, starts the clock. All right. Well, the Panthers are going to run their win streak to 4 after starting the Labor Day weekend off on the right foot, lost 6 in a row, and then have rattled off 4 more to turn the season around and feel awfully good about heading into 2015 with a bunch of returning starters. But this gives us a chance to thank the seniors one more time. Nyan Bobo, Alex Bratsis, Jack Finley, John George, Ian Gunn, Marcus Johnson, Dalton Leach, Denzel Esmby, Rob McGee, Nick Malone, Dale Much, Anthony Myers, Paul Samaru, and Anthony Paul, Javon Springfield, and Colin Waitsman. What a job you've done to stay together this year when there was really a lot of reasons to feel bad about a 6-game losing streak, 3 heartbreaking, gut-wrenching losses that really just knocked them out of the playoffs. But this Strathaven team literally inches away from the playoffs this year, and still to finish with 4-game winning streak, to finish 5-6, certainly a lot of reasons to feel good over the last few weeks. So thank you to those seniors. Thank you to the juniors, the sophomores, to the marching band, to Athletic Director Chip Carroll, and to Archbishop Carroll for coming down here for one more game and putting on a terrific ball game. We've gone final now. Strathaven 28, Archbishop Carroll 20. Stick with us. We'll be back to wrap up the Week 11 game and the 2014 regular season on HavenFootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to George L. King Field for the final time in 2014. Strathaven 28, Archbishop Carroll 20. A couple other quick finals for those of you who've been listening to us and just trying to figure out what's going on elsewhere as well in the playoffs. At the gun, literally on the final play of the game, Downingtown East kicks a field goal to avoid the upset bid. 27-24, they beat Perk Valley. And so the 4A, there's something to be said about, picking and so forth, and like how do they figure out the playoff seeds and so forth. This year, the top 16 teams through the first round has played exactly to seed. All 8 winners tonight were the higher-seeded team, so we will get
is based on a win-lose, so that makes some sense.
And power points and who you've beaten and things like that. Right. But Congratulations in the 4A playoffs to Coatesville, Henderson, Quakertown, Downingtown East, Pensbury, Garnet Valley, Westchester, Ruston, and Upper Dublin. They all advanced tonight. And in 3A, also advancing tonight, Great Valley, Springfield, and Pottsgrove. So Springfield takes on Pottsgrove a week from tonight at Springfield High School. We will wait to see who gets the opportunity to play Great Valley. It will be either Upper Moreland or Bishop Shanahan, and that will be determined sometime tomorrow around dinner time. So, in the meantime, we get to wrap things up here. And, Mike, any final thoughts on the 2013-14 season, rather?
It is always a joy doing this, and I understand the frustration level and you know, fans and athletes and everything else. But at the end of the day, this is a game for kids. They do the best job they can. They play as hard as they can. If they succeed, wonderful. And if they don't, that's wonderful, too. They played the game. And that's what we're here for, and we enjoy every minute of it. And, in fact, we're searching for a game to do next week to show you how crazy we are. But we enjoy it, and then we go into the basketball season, which we'll be doing on DelcoHoops.com.
So, that's right.
You know, we just love this sport, and we encourage all of you, get out and see a game. It's very inexpensive, $5 less. It's a great thing to do high school basketball during the season. And go out and see your local high school sport teams play. It's either inexpensive or free, and it's a great event. And the parking is free, and the food is reasonable, unlike professional sports
teams. Right.
So we love it. We're here. We get the best seat in the house in the press box and enjoy every minute of it. But it's been great. Brian, you, as usual, have been terrific. I'm not going to sign off yet because I think we got some more games to do. But for our Strathaven fans, thanks for joining us. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. And to our sponsors, thanks so much for making all this possible for everybody, the players, the fans, the families, Aunt Mabel who's listening in Wisconsin, you know, everything that makes it possible. You guys make it happen with your dollars, and we appreciate it all.
We appreciate it indeed. We also want to say thank you to the Strathaven coaching staff. I mention a lot of things during a broadcast that come directly from their willingness to share some insights pregame, postgame, and so forth on just kind of where the team is headed, what they're doing, what to expect, what not to expect. But, again, especially assistant coaches Dan Schaefer, Brian Feely that I talk to regularly, Kevin Clancy and Jim Connor as well, Paul Tagliaterra, Pat Clancy. These guys do a terrific job with the student-athletes on the field, but are just absolutely wonderful for us. Speaking of going to bat for us, we could not ask for better or more help from Chip Carroll, the athletic director, and again, we wish him well. I know he's feeling under the weather earlier today, and if he's tuning in now or later, we hope all is well, and we'll see him very soon. But in the meantime, thank you to everybody at Strathaven who's been so supportive. Thank you also to Pete Fulginetti for, again, a terrific job all season long here in the booth with the stats, the spotting, and, of course, the halftime entertainment throughout. And thanks to our newest addition this year, Billy Morgan, for a great job on the sideline. Not with us tonight, but for most of the season, you've gotten some terrific insight and a lot of good stuff from Billy down on the sideline. We hope to have him back again soon. And Mike Mayer, hey, this doesn't happen without you. I can sit here and just talk about football all night, but the engineering, the commentary, and all of the things that go into havenfootball.net during the season, after the season, and of course the setup preseason, and we'll get that thing started again come 2015 for the Panthers.
Absolutely.
But for the rest of 2014, stick with us. Come back to the website, see what we're doing over the next couple of weeks. Playoff action around the area, maybe outside the area, and maybe even in Hershey in the second weekend of December. So we'll sign off for the final time in 2014 at George L. King Field. Strathaven 28, Archbishop Carroll 20, the Panthers win 4 in a row to end this campaign and finish at 5-6. Congratulations to the seniors. Congratulations to the coaching staff. Thank you again to Pete, Billy, Mike, and all of our listeners and sponsors. Brian Carroll signing off one more time. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.